Log Talk Radio.
That's 1-877-AT-ADAM. That's 1-877-275-2326. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
On today's episode of America's Least Wanted, the home invaders most likely to threaten your family are not human. Cockroaches can spread salmonella and trigger asthma attacks. Termites destroy billions of dollars in property each year. And stinging insects send half a million people to emergency rooms. Learn how to protect your family. Arm yourself with the facts at pestworld.org. A public service announcement from the National Pest Management Association.
I just did what I had to do and moved on to the next thing. That's Jamal, who became a young caregiver at age 15 when his mom had a stroke. There are many children and adolescents living in our community who provide substantial assistance to household members who need help because of physical or mental illness, disability, frailty associated with aging, substance misuse, or other conditions. These student caregivers are yet unseen and unheard. Your help is very much needed to raise awareness, conduct research, and provide the support and services caregiving youth need. Please call Lori Connors at 561-391-7401 or visit www.aacy.org to learn more. If you're a golfer, a tennis player, or even if you're not, you can still swing into action by promoting dignity and independence for those who can't drive or go out on their own. Join Boca Rescue Volunteers, people of all ages helping people of all ages. Do what you already know how to do for yourself or someone else. Call 561-391-7401 or visit www.boca-respite.org.
AM 1470 WMN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health program every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WMN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, so they're not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets I'm letting my demons, and they drag me down the drain with another shot of something, just to get me back the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the gavel needs a thing. So you burn another 15 you ain't got, and you drink into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block.
All right, and of course, Richie Tupa, and a great song, premiered here yesterday, and we want to thank Richie for being in the studio. What a great song. We're going to be using it for some of our intros, of course, to the Rockers in Recovery show, and our buffers and stuff like that. So we look forward to having more and hearing more from Richie over the next few months here, along with Ricky Bird and some other things that are going on. We're going to be talking today with Scott Armbruster from Sound Pillow. Looking forward to having him on. got to tell you, folks, you know, the journey of Holistic Lifestyles Radio and Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated, we started this mission out a couple of years ago, and we've been on WNN 1470 AM ever since. I got to tell you that, you know, when we first started, we started the journey with, you know, this is going to be a great thing, and we're going to work on, you know, getting the message of hope out there to people. And we started to call different folks in the area and say, hey, listen, this is what we have a vision of, and this is what we want to do. And I remember my first month, you know, making phone calls to different folks in the South Florida area, and the majority of them were saying, you're crazy, and you'll never be on the air in more than 2 months, and you know, it's not going to be successful. People have tried it, and it's going to fail. And you know something, I believe everything's a day at a time, and I believe it's all through God's grace. But I also know that there's some folks along the way that have made what we're doing today stay around as long as it has. And Mr. Scott Armbruster and Michelle Armbruster from Sound Pillow are two people that have encouraged me, encouraged Lori, encouraged what we're doing here to carry this message. And we want to thank them, and they are one of our sponsors and one of our oldest sponsors, going on a year and a half with us, and have never given up on us, and have really hung in there so we could be where we're at today. And if, without sponsors like the Armbrusters and Sound Pillow, we would have never made it to where we are today. So, and of course, it's a day at a time, and it always gets better. One day at a time. You know, it's like anything else. You know, if you want it to be a loving, nurturing situation, you have to put love and nurture into it. And you have to weed out the weeds. And, you know, it's like any other garden. If you want it to grow, get rid of the weeds, choke them off, and, you know, make sure that the flowers and the love that you put into what you're growing stays there. I want to thank In the Rooms. Of course, In the Rooms is going to be on Sunday night. They're always on. RT and Kenny P with the In the Rooms Hour. We also have Ken Seely, Ask the Interventionist. That's the second hour. And then the third hour is Rockers in Recovery. And that's on Sunday night. And, of course, you can check us out. We're on from 9 to midnight. So we look forward to having you tune in with us and hang out with us. Also, I want to take the time to talk about the 12-Step Music Fest that's coming up here pretty quickly. It's going to be November 4th through the 7th. Sounds like it's far away, but it's not. It's, we're going into the 90-day stage here. And over the next 90 days, we are going to be on Friday nights and Monday nights from 10 to 11. We're going to be showcasing the 25 musicians that are going to be broadcasting or actually playing live at the event, and we're going to be broadcasting themselves and their music on the air every time we air the Rockers in Recovery show on Fridays and Mondays. And, of course, this is to, of course, help enhance the third annual 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th through the 7th, 2010, to let people know that we are not a glum lot. We have fun, and we have different festivities like this for people to go and have a safe, fun time. The park is closed off. It's a KOA campground in South Florida. It's closed off to the general public. And it's a mini Woodstock, minus the drugs and alcohol. And, of course, if you are found to have any of those things, you will be asked to leave immediately, and there will be no refunds. So we want to make sure that you are aware of that. But here's the deal, folks. Tune in Monday through Friday from 10 to 11, and, of course, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, and Saturdays from 4 to 6, Sundays from 9 to midnight. It's 15 hours of Holistic Lifestyles Radio, along with Rockers in Recovery, In the Rooms Hour, Ken Seely Hour, and all of the rest of the different shows that we produce. We want to ask you to go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, find out more information. We can be heard on, of course, WWNN 1470 AM and the WWNN streamer. And we are going to go to our first break. And when we come back, we're going to have Scott Armbruster from Soundville.
He put another nail in his coffin.
some roach infested room. When he gone, he found the answer with a needle and a spoon. Yeah, the car's always open when the devil needs it.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488. 6488.
My name is Charles Deckard. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Deckard & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Tanitrol is a new joint and muscle pain relief breakthrough. The combination of all natural herbs and Tanitrol works synergistically to reduce the swelling of joints, inflammation, and effectively block chronic pain receptors in the brain without disrupting the pain signals that warn you that a new injury has occurred. Finally, there's an all-natural alternative to dangerous prescription pain relievers. Tanitrol is clinically tested and proven totally safe with no known side effects or drug interactions. In a clinical study of 75 patients, 100% were pain-free after 14 days of using the product. Pain relief so effective, you'll never go another day without it. If you're not amazed at the results you receive when taking Tanitrol as directed over the period of 90 days, you'll get a full refund for every bottle purchased, less shipping and handling. It's guaranteed. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Plus, you get the first two bottles for just the cost of shipping, just $5.95. For more information, go online to Tanitrol.com. That's Tanitrol.com. Or call toll-free, 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, and welcome back. John Hollis, live on the radio here at 1470 AM. And, of course, we're on WWNN Radio Streamer. We want to thank Scott Armbruster for being with us today. Scott, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
So far, so good. I figure any day I'm above dirt, Scott, is a good day.
Well, especially on a Friday, bud.
Absolutely.
Although you work all the time, so I'm not actually sure if you ever really have a Friday or if every day is Monday for you.
Every day is Monday.
Well, you know, and with the message that you're getting out there, God bless you for the commitment and perseverance and tenacity that you have shown over the last year to get this off the ground. It's actually an incredible thing that you're doing. And if I can jump right now to a quick congratulations to you as well. I, of course, caught the show yesterday with Richie Zupa and could not be happier and more proud of you for the work that you're doing. It was an incredible show. It was a show that certainly moved the staff here. When right after the song played the first time, and you could hear the emotion in your voice, I walked over next door to my shipping and receiving office with Esther, who handles a lot of the sound pillow calls, and she looked at me, and the tears were welled up in her eyes as well. And it was just an incredible thing to be a part of and sponsor and listen to. So God bless you and congratulations to you, sir.
Well, you know something, one of the things that I truly believe is that we do the footwork and God gets the credit, because I don't believe that anything happens in my world other by itself. You know, we get people and we have people in our lives as we go through it, that God strategically places in our lives when they're supposed to be there and how they're supposed to be there. And you know something? By the grace of God, we get to sit here today and we get to be able to chat about it. And I appreciate it, and thank you for the compliment.
No, my pleasure. Believe me, all my pleasure.
And you know something? It's an overall big picture of consistently looking at the fact that people are dying by the minute in this country and around the world of addiction. I mean, here's the reality of it, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't want to hear it, and some folks are, you know, the people that are in recovery, you know, love to hear what the message is, and that's great. But you know, that message that we get out to the folks that don't want to hear it, hopefully someday it'll take.
Right.
Or to the family members that are suffering with somebody that doesn't want to hear the message. And,
right.
You know, that's the calling. I think that one of the things that I was able to accomplish was that, you know, I learned early on that I really needed to kind of get out of the way and let things take place as they were going to take place. Of course, work diligently and put, you know, the effort into it. But whatever was going to happen was really going to unfold by itself.
Right.
So that's the good stuff. Now, one of the things that I want to talk to you about is the fact that Sound Pillow is really in a lot of difference, and I'm talking to the people in recovery right now, because one of the things that have taken place over the last year plus, because we went on the air January 9th of 2009, or January 3rd, 2009. So it's been about a little over a year and a half that we've been on the air, and you were with us about 3 months after that.
Right.
So what's taking off over the last year plus is that you are in a lot of different treatment programs now.
We're it's, you know, I'll tell you, it's a slow process to get this off the ground and into the hands of the treatment centers, but the reactions that we have received from those centers that are actively using the pillow, such as G&G, Holistic Treatment Center there in Florida. We've got the Darlene Bishop Home for Life. We're right now also in the Lake Arrowhead Treatment Center with Jack Green's folks. And, you know, the feedback is just amazing. I was having a roundtable with my wife and business partner, Michelle Armbruster, last night. And we were talking about, you know, why and how and what should we do and what are the goals. And what she said to me in the process, because sometimes it's a little frustrating, you know, we're trying to get this message out, and sometimes I think it's falling on deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she looked at me dead and square in the eyes and said, Scott, we truly believe in this product. This is not something that we are trying to make happen that doesn't work. The feedback has been so fabulously positive that we just have to keep going and keep moving with it. And so, you know, the fact that we do truly believe in this is not something that we're just out to try to make a buck on or raise somebody's hopes and then dash them, it really seems to have an incredibly profound impact on a number of people. Now, there is no silver bullet, as you know. There is no one thing that works for everyone. However, we do know everybody needs to sleep. We do know that attitude is affected by lack of sleep. You can lose coordination, physical reactions are slower. So if you can get people to sleep, if you can get them to calm down, if we can get them to relax, nothing bad can come from that. Only positive can come from that. And that is what's happening. These people are actually relaxing, taking a deep breath, getting a good night's sleep, and feeling the next day that they can overcome just about anything.
See, and it's important for folks to understand that, you know, part of the 12-step protocol, part of that lifestyle is meditation. And being a part of meditation helps to reduce cravings, resentments, fears. These are all the things that really try, when you think about what we're trying to accomplish every day, is to reduce those things so that way we're not, you know, running crazy every day.
Right.
Now, when you start looking at folks, and I'm just going to go through a list of people here, and you can go to soundpillow.com and find this out. John Giordano, of course, the president and partner of G&G Addiction Treatment Center, was quoted as, "The Sound Pillow works great. They really are great." Now, you got to know John to appreciate that, but John, you know, when John says something like that, you know that, you know, he's utilized it, he's worked with it, and, you know, he wouldn't have it in his center if it didn't work.
Absolutely.
Tim Martin, who is, of course, with the Crossroads Center of Antigua, has been using the pillow in the first stage of detox for people that are in detox, and have found that, you know, it's helping them, of course, in the terms of their detox experience and helping them get through that process. You know, when you look at guys like, you know, I was talking with a good friend of Rockers in Recovery and Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Ricky Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a few months back, Ricky was telling me that he had tinnitus. But, of course, you know, Ricky makes no bones about it. He's in recovery also.
Yep.
And he utilized it for both. He utilized it for the tinnitus aspect, and he used it for the recovery aspect. And I got to tell you, his response was, "Dude, I love the sound pillow."
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, I love the sound. You gotta
love that Rockers introduction there with dude. You know, that it takes me back. You know, when I was in high school, and I'm probably dating myself now, but that was certainly something that we said a lot. But you know, for him to say that, it was just I felt a real feather in our cap, and something that I really also appreciated, because I grew up listening to a lot of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. So to have an individual who plays one of my favorite songs of all time, which is I Love, you know, Rock and Roll, and for him to say, "This is cool, I love this," was amazing for me, because I really felt like we gave him something back for all of the great years of music that he gave us.
And not only that, but also, you know, I believe that if you knew Rick Key as far as what he puts into helping people in the community, they're getting ready to launch this huge thing up in Boston, and he's all about helping others, man. It's just amazing stuff. So, you know, and again, it's people like Ricky that are out there carrying a message of hope that can utilize this and be able to help himself and be able to pass it on to other people. Beth Ward, program director of the Darlene Bishop Home for Life, which is a women's program. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's an all-girls program up in Ohio. It's a volunteer place, so to speak, where they don't lock their doors at night to keep people in. Obviously, for safety purposes, they, you know, that's not quite literal, but you are not locked in to that facility. You can come and go as you please. You have to choose to be there. They don't want to lock them in, so to speak. And one of the most incredible aspects of working with them was, and if you go to the soundpillow.com website, you'll see an actual letter that Beth wrote to us. And she references in the second paragraph, and I'll quote it, "One lady stated that she finds comfort from past traumatic experiences by listening to Christian music through her pillow."
Mm.
And the full story behind that is there was a young lady who left the facility one night. Again, they're not locked in. She, on her own volition, she left the facility. A couple of days later, they found her in a back alley. She had been beaten and gang raped and left for dead. They found the young lady. They brought her back into the facility, and the young lady was having a real hard time falling asleep and then staying asleep because she would wake up in the middle of the night with night terrors. And I can only imagine that she was probably reliving this brutal attack in her sleep. So Beth thought, what the heck, let's give her a sound pillow, see what happens. And from the first night, the young lady actually slept all the way through the night listening to her Christian music. And certainly the sound pillow wasn't going to make everything better for her. We could not turn back the clock and make this horrible incident go away. But what we did do was allowed her to chill out, relax, get some sleep, and be able to handle the next day much more positively with a much brighter outlook. And on another day, I'm going to have to find out what happened to this young lady, if they will tell me. A lot of this is, of course, medical information. We don't share the information, which we don't use names, full names. But I'd love to find out, you know, long-term what happened to her, because just the fact that we could get her to find some peace at night somewhere in her day was just a wonderful thing, a wonderful blessing.
And I'm glad that you shared that story with us, but I also know that, again, anybody that's listening, this is a tool to be put in your toolbox of recovery. See, we have all types of tools that we get when we come in here. If we listen up and we listen to the people that came before us, and they tell us, a way to be able to move forward in our recovery, and they give us tools, and that tools start out with the first of the 12 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, through the spiritual awakening that you receive by going through the 12 steps and then living the 12 steps in your life, you start to get all kinds of different, I call them diamonds and pearls, because you get the understanding of what, meditation is for me. Meditation is for me that, I am seeking to improve every day. One way or another, I'm seeking to improve. And how am I going to do that? Well, I'm not going to do that with a bunch of stuff going on in my head every day. So I have to be still, be quiet. And this is a key to that. And that's why it ties into what you just said. Because, as you're going through that trial and tribulation and that 2,000-piece band playing in your head when you're first getting recovery, or you go through a traumatic experience like that, this is able to slow the mind down so you can actually start to, listen to other things, and it kind of takes over instead of that band playing, telling you what piece of garbage you are, your whole life's ruined, your wife would be here if you hadn't drank and you hadn't drank, your sons would be with you, your kids would be with you, all of those things that go on in your head when you're newly in recovery doesn't have to be there and trust me, folks, the sound pill is not going to make it all go away.
No.
But what it will do is it'll quiet it down because you're listening to something else.
Right. Exactly. It allows you to go to, I guess I would refer to your happy place,
mm-hmm.
Drug-free, alcohol-free. And
I like your happy place.
Go to that place that you feel comfortable in your mind, and you're mm-hmm. chilling and you're relaxing and you're focusing on you in a positive manner, not beating yourself up over all the things that you had just mentioned, other people in your life that maybe you had stepped on or pushed away for whatever reason.
Or abused, sure.
Absolutely. Sure. But you can go to that place where you're mentally safe, you're okay, where you recognize, okay, I'm going to forgive myself for these things I've done in the past because I'm going to move forward through the future a much better person, drug-free, alcohol-free, and you don't have to spend your whole time looking backwards. In fact, you really can't move forwards if you're constantly looking in the rearview mirror. You can't drive forward.
Sure.
So it gives them, hopefully, the tools and the abilities to take the positive steps forward to make the changes in their lives in a manner that, because again, they've gotten some sleep, they've been able to relax and chill, that they can really focus more on them and what they need to do to become the individual they want to become.
And I can't stress it enough, the, you know, and I'm glad you said that, Scott, because I can't stress it enough, the meditation aspect of this, because in the world of recovery, when we get to step 11, you know, our protocol on a daily basis is meditation.
Right.
Stop, be calm, and relax and listen, and
right,
the answers will come. And, you know, part of that process is of course, through sound meditation. And here's some of the things that are pretty interesting. Over the last 20 years in addiction recovery, we have literally found that sound involved with recovery in the first, you know, 60, 90 days actually reduces cravings. When we come back, we're also going to talk about some more different things that sound helps with, and we'll do that right after this message. Hold on for a second.
Tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
When it comes to taking the proper supplements, it's all about absorption. MultiLife from Enzyme Labs provides not only vitamins, but also 43 nutrients and over 70 trace minerals, all in a proprietary live enzyme blend. MultiLife also has a special formula to support brain focus, similar to those found in well-known brands, but it has to brighten. Vitamins without live enzyme can't be absorbed by the body. MultiLife's proprietary live enzyme blend guarantees improved digestion and the best absorption of vital nutrients to every cell in your body. Switch today and your first month is free. Just pay the cost of shipping and handling, only $5.95. MultiLife, top quality ingredients, the best formula, focus factor, the right combination, and maximum absorption. Call toll-free, 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. Or go online to Panitrol.com. That's Panitrol.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent, or treat.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Sound Pillow, Scott Armbruster, and just let me give you a little bit of information here. You can reach the Sound Pillow at 877-846-6488. Again, that's 877-846-6488. Also, you can go to their website at soundpillow.com. Great information there. They have addiction recovery questions and answers, how the pillow is used for addiction recovery, some of the good parts of, I'm just going to highlight some of them right now for you. Of course, the Sound Pillow is a drug-free solution for restful night's sleep, but most importantly, the pillow is a non-allergenic with two speakers, two stereo speakers, buried inside the plush interior. This makes it a far safer way to be able to listen to your music in an alternative approach instead of wearing earbuds or headphones, which can be dangerous.
Right.
What it does is the Sound Pillow surrounds the listener's head. It's like surround sound. It's amazing. It simply plugs in for any listening device like CD players or MP3 players, iPods, iPhones, and even laptops can be used with, of course, the Sound Pillow. The nice part about what the Sound Pillow brings to the centers that are using it is that everybody has a different protocol. So one particular program might have a sound protocol that they want to use that they feel is better for the clients than another treatment program.
That's right.
So what we do is we provide the vehicle, is what Sound Pillow says, that they can then pre-program any MP3 players that they want that can contain the center's approved selections in support of their own program.
That's right. It actually gives the treatment center total control over what the individual that's using the pillow, total control over what they hear. We're not picking up any airwaves, radio waves, television signals from the outside world. What you listen to on your personal listening device is what you get. And as you know, you mentioned, not everything works for the same person. What I like, you know, maybe you don't like. I know, John, that you listen to a lot of Eric Clapton when you're going to bed. I love Eric Clapton, but don't like to listen to him when I'm going to bed. I like to listen to trains and birds and watering things. And the Sound Pillow allows both of us to get what we need out of it.
Absolutely.
And, again, with the center's total control over what the individual listens to, because they can pre-program the MP3s, they can provide the CDs, and so there's no mystery on the protocol. They get to choose their own right from the beginning and take total control over it and maintain total control over it.
You know,
one thing I want to deviate real quick, and I apologize. Welcome to live radio. But we were just talking about the website, soundpillow.com, and as of yesterday, we actually sort of launched a new section under products. The products tab is not what we had before, and what I mean by that is we have a new price point for the pillow, and it's at $39.95 across the board now. And the reason for that is before, you know, if it was a $59.95, let's just call it $60 item, but if you were in recovery or you were a veteran or a member of the American Tinnitus Association, you could actually click a special button. We would reduce the price point $20 down to $39.95. And we realized that was causing some confusions for some very honest people. We would receive a phone call saying, hey, you know, my son is in recovery, but I want to buy it for them. Can I, you know, click the recovery button and get the product or get the Sound Pillow for $39.95? Now, there were people calling in for other people, and because they were so honest, they didn't want to just click that button and save the $20. They wanted to make sure their approach was honest and real. And so we received enough of these phone calls that we said, you know what, let's just make it easy for everybody. We're going to drop it to $39.95, and that way everybody can get it for the same price. They don't have to worry about, you know, being honest or cheating the system. They can really feel good about the process. So it's sort of a reverse. Now, you normally hear, you know, one bad apple spoiled the whole bunch, or one person, it ruined it for everybody. Well, in this case, it's quite the opposite. We had a number of people who actually made it better for everybody, so that now, whether you're in recovery, you have tinnitus, you're a veteran, active or not active, you don't have to worry about feeling guilty about pushing a button if you don't feel right about it. You're automatically going to get to $39.95 right off the bat.
Nice. I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad you told everybody that, because I wasn't even aware of that, and I'm glad that we now know that.
Yeah, that actually went live yesterday.
Good stuff. Now, when you send out the sound pillow, do you send out any, you know, like me, you know, maybe some selections of some other things with it, or does it just come out with a sound pillow?
It depends. Sometimes I do, and I don't mean to be flaky in some of the response, but as the typical package is the sound pillow itself. However, on the website, we do offer and provide a number of really nice meditation CDs. And the CDs that you find on our website were all personally tested by both Michelle and I, and Esther, who, as you know, works a lot with the sound pillow with us here in our offices. And Michelle and I, over a period of about a month, we listened to, I don't even know how many dozen, three, four dozen different CDs. And if they didn't put us to sleep, if the CDs didn't relax us, it got kicked out of the mix and we didn't include it for final selection. So what happened was we got down to about a short list of about 10 CDs. We ran through those again for another week or so until we narrowed it down to the 7 that we have on the website, which I have listened to a number of times, and I don't think I've ever gotten all the way through one CD before I've fallen asleep. So that's how we chose those CDs. You can add them with your you know, sound pillow order. You can try your own. And on occasion, we get a phone call in from somebody who's just got such a compelling story, who is so human, and that we feel a connection to, that I will take some of the older CDs that I liked, and I will just toss one into a box sort of as a random act of kindness. But typically, the sound pillow comes as a standalone item, and then you can add the CDs if you choose.
And that being said, there are, of course, all types of different protocols that can be used, as we talked about before. So you might find that one thing that works for you might not work for another. So you kind of get your – you get in where you fit in, and it's usually the music that you're listening to anyway and with earbuds. This is just making a lot better of a way to listen, and the sound quality, and of course the relaxing part of it. You don't have to, you know, cords being tangled up in your head every time you move around and all that stuff. So,
right.
So it's good stuff, and I'm really glad that you were able to clarify the price point now.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to ask a couple of questions here, and I think that our listeners want to know. I know I did when I first heard about sound pillow. Can you really feel the speakers?
If you really try hard, you know, they are there. So, you know, if you really, really tried hard to find them, yeah, you'll find them. But under normal use, where you just lay your head back and you roll back and forth, I'm a side sleeper, so I'm often sleeping on my left side or my right side, and I'll kind of, you know, nestle up next to one of the speakers. And in that situation, no, you cannot feel them. The only reason you know they're there is because you can hear them. And that was part of the design process, sort of rounding off the top of the speakers, camouflaging them, so that as somebody rolled over them, you just kind of rolled over it and didn't even know or feel that they were there. Now, if you look hard enough, you'll find them, because obviously they are there. But again, under normal use, you're just laying back, kicking back, meditating, you're trying to get some sleep. No, you won't feel them.
I think that brings up the next question. Is it roommate friendly?
Absolutely. And that is an a really, really good question. One of the things that we were very, very proud of along the way was the fact we would get these phone calls from people who would say, you know, I have tinnitus, I have to listen to this very loud sound machine, or I keep my TV on at night, and that meant that the husband or the wife or significant other was no longer sleeping in the same room. They would extricate themselves from the room. But by making it very personal, very intimate, and not quite so loud as, you know, a blasting sound, the roommate, the significant other, the husband, the wife, is not disturbed while the user is listening to the pillow. So, and then that also goes back to, you know, not everything works for the same person. So in a clinic situation or a treatment center, if, you know, person A wants to listen to Eric Clapton and person B wants to listen to birds, they can both get exactly what it is that they're looking for without overriding the sound from the other person. Or in the case of a treatment center that wants to control the person's listening, what they're listening to, maybe person A doesn't start listening to their pillow at the same time as person B. So you don't have this overlapping of sounds in the general room. So one person can listen to wherever they're at, then the roommate can listen to wherever they're at, and you have no competing sounds.
Nice.
Yeah, and that is just incredible. It's amazing, that feature alone, or aspect of a product alone, is I think what has really started to open up the eyes to a number of the treatment centers.
Well, you know something, Scott, we're going to find out more about this, and of course, we're going to have to take our last break here. And when we come back, we're going to find out, we're going to ask some final questions, but most importantly, we're going to find out how they can order and all that stuff. And we'll be back right after this message.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You already know how well Tenafol Joint and Muscle works to relieve your chronic pain and stiff joints. Now, Enzyme Labs brings you the same safe, all-natural relief for your pet with Tenafol for Pets Dog Formula. Tenafol for Pets is a liver-chewable tablet made from an all-natural herbal formula tested on humans and equine. It is totally safe, easy for your pet to take, and won't interfere with any prescription. Plus, it will put an effective end to your dog's pain and discomfort. To order Tenafol for Pets, for more information, go online to tanitrol.com. That's TANITROL.com. Or call toll free 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the medication Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on WNN 1470 AM. And tune in tonight, 10 o'clock, the Blues Buddha Band live on Rockers in Recovery. And, of course, July 30th at 2 p.m. and 10 p.m. on WWNN 1470 AM is all, of course, to dedicate either about addiction recovery, how we can help with addiction recovery, and, of course, Rockers in Recovery. And you're at the 2 o'clock hour. We're on with Scott Armbruster from Sound Pillow. And Sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, this afternoon. Did I say this morning?
Yeah.
Did I?
It's all good.
It's all good. I like it.
Yeah.
It's my morning, actually.
Well, you know, it's morning somewhere, everywhere, afternoon everywhere else, and I work in so many different time zones that sometimes I'll even forget where I'm at. You know, East Coast, West Coast, Asia, you know, the Netherlands, and inadvertently, you know, called my client in the Netherlands when it's at 2 o'clock in the morning on his side. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I meant to call China. I'll get back with you tomorrow. It's a lot of fun, but it can be confusing.
Isn't it nice when you call somebody up and say, and you say to them, hey, listen, I hope I didn't wake you up. And they say, no, I had to get up to get the phone.
Exactly. No, I mean, at least, you know, most people have a pretty good sense of humor. It's all good.
You know, it's one of the things that happens with me, and, you know, because I do the 2 o'clock show, and then I come back to do the 10 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 o'clock in the afternoon really feels like a morning show to me, and then my night show feels like the 10 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
So my clock is like...
I could point where you would be totally thrown off, especially with how many shows a week you're running now, man. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's 15 hours a week of pleasure.
Well, and you know, it shows your true passion for helping to serve others. Because I don't know anybody else, and I do come from radio and I come from television as well, and I don't know anybody, or if I met anybody with the same kind of passion that you have to get a message out that is not, you know, it's not really entertainment, it's not really news, but what it really is important. And to connect with individuals on any type of, you know, mass level is a pretty remarkable thing to begin with. But then when you add your Twitter and your Facebook and your blog talk and the shows on top of it, you know, I don't think people realize, John, what it is and what type of commitment it takes to do what you do. And it's pretty incredible.
Well, you know, something the same to you, because I know what you guys have put in. You started this whole venture with Sound Pillow back in 97. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
You know, so this is... Yeah, it's funny because, you know, most people think that, you know, just one day, you know, everything happens and, you know, it's, there you go. It's you're doing great, and not the case. You know, there's a lot of times where you believe in something and it doesn't show a profit at all anytime.
Oh, right. You know, and
I'm in one of them.
I understand that one. Yeah, but then it goes back to, again, the conversation I had with Michelle last night, which is, Scott, we truly believe in this. And so the sacrifices that come along when you truly believe in someone or something, it doesn't quite seem so much like a sacrifice as the ability to lend yourself to a greater cause than yourself.
Absolutely.
And I was actually watching a program last night, without naming the total program. It was a What Would You Do? You know, people see other people at a restaurant being abusive to somebody, and they just kind of sit back and they watch what people would do if they would, you know, get involved and interact. And it's amazing how few people will actually stand up and do something that is totally selfless.
Go figure.
And, you know, it's just... To do it for, you know, weeks and months on end like you do is amazing, just amazing.
Well, here's what I'd like to, you know, I like when I get information
Like there's, I think right now you're working with one of the centers, one of the newest centers that's coming, maybe coming aboard with you, that's looking at, you know, being able to put 100 of these pillows onto their beds. Well, these guys see the cutting edge on this, and they're diving into it.
Yeah, that we actually reached out to those folks today, and looking forward to a response from them. But you know, and that's what kind of keeps us going, because we do have our days where, you know, it's not all happy and sunshine. You know, we're humans. We get down on occasion as well. But then you get an email like we did from, you know, Living Sober out of California, where the gentleman says, you guys sent me a sound pillow, and I love it. It is perfect for treatment. Everybody here wants one. And that gets the adrenaline going. That's enough of a boost, so to speak, to say, okay, we are on a righteous path here. We're on a good path. We can't just stop and sit down because we're tired or we're not quite seeing the quote-unquote, you know, use a business expression, the payback to the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
But when you find out that, you know, you can have such a profoundly positive effect on somebody, which then, of course, ripples through their family and through their community as well, how do you not continue on?
Absolutely.
You know, we'll keep going with this until either, you know, God just says, you can stop or move us in another direction, or until we're just bled out. But, you know, yeah, we're just we'll keep on pushing through.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, I go through it with the show, and, you know, it's life, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think sometimes people, you know, we see our visions and we expect people to see our visions, and they have their own.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how humans do that, don't they? You know, and then, of course, in this world, we've all been subjected to the Bernie Madoffs and the Enrons and the ripoffs and the big, you know, oil spill in the Gulf. We've become jaded, you know.
Yeah.
Even I will at times have these conversations with people where, you know, I just don't believe you. And, you know, I know we're running into that on occasion where someone says, you know, and this is how we kind of got into a Living Sober or how we cracked the door a little bit is, you know, the first sentence was, you guys sent me a sound pillow. Well, we said to these guys, I'm going to send you a sound pillow. You decide. You tell us what you think about it. I'm not going to tell you what we think about it. I know what we think about it. But you tell me what you think about it. And for them to come back and say it is perfect for treatment, it speaks volumes.
Absolutely.
You know, and these are folks who know. And so hopefully we will be speaking with them further soon, and hopefully we'll have more to talk about on that front in the next few months.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, another one added to the list of treatment centers that are using it, and the personal consumption of the pillow. Because when I talk about personal use, I know a lot of people that have the pillow now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are utilizing it and loving it. So, again, if you're listening today, you can call Scott and you can get hooked up with your sound pillow. And, Scott, that phone number is 877-846-6488. Again, that 877-846-6488. Is that correct?
Yep, that's it. Or you can find us on the web at soundpillow.com.
Sounds great. Thanks for being on today, Scott. We'll have you back.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
And you're going to be at the 12-Step Music Fest, right?
No, we'll talk about that a little further. We're trying to figure out what to do in September still. But, you know, I can tell you I am hoping to be there.
It's November.
Oh, even better.
I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day, Scott.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this talking program strictly those of hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or phone. WWNN, Top of the Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for the Steve Kane Show, Monday through Friday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on AM 1470 WNN.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate is required to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose and the bank will own your home, not your kids. What to do? Call Andy Curtis today and let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get a gift certificate for $125 at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse, plus a free living will. Call today at 1-877-ASK-ADAM. That's 1-877-275-2326. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health program every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new.
Opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. This is Health Fusion with Dr. Elizabeth King. Health Fusion is brought to you by the International Holistic Center in Fort Lauderdale, specializing in counseling and integrated healthcare services. Dr. King is a licensed psychotherapist, certified hypnotherapist, and adjunct professor at Nova Southeastern University. Along with her interdisciplinary team of expert practitioners, Dr. King uses the most effective Eastern and Western techniques in order to provide you with a well-balanced approach to address mental and physical conditions, including depression, anxiety, acute and chronic pain, trauma, addiction, infertility, hormone imbalances, ADHD, and much, much more. If you have any questions about the broadcast, call the International Holistic Center at 954-903-9426. That's 954-903-9426. Or go online to counseling, wellness.com. Now, today's edition of Health Fusion, here's Dr. Elizabeth King.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Elizabeth King. I am a psychotherapist and a hypnotherapist and the CEO and founder of International Holistic Center, located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You can listen to the show on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. And you can listen to the rebroadcast on Fridays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7 p.m. You may tell your friends anywhere in the world, and they can check us out on our website, or actually on the radio station's website. I'll give you that first, and that is www.wwnnradio.com. Or you can listen to the shows on our website because we do upload them, and that is www.ihchealthfusion.com. That is a different domain name than you've been hearing because I try to make it easier for you. A lot of people were complaining about counseling and wellness being a little bit difficult, but you still can reach us at that domain name as well. But now the new and improved one is IHC, for International Holistic Center, Health Fusion, which is the name of the show, .com, and it's what we do. This afternoon, I have Julianne Quartz, our nutritionist at the center. Hi, Julianne.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me, and hello to everybody out there.
Julianne was with me last week, and we were talking about dieting, and it was a very interesting topic. We got a lot of great feedback. I felt like we didn't cover everything, so I invited her back today to complete the conversation, although I think with dieting, you can talk forever and ever, right?
Yes, I was going to say, to talk about it in an hour is just barely touching the surface about why diets don't work.
Absolutely. And we're so happy to have Julianne as part of our team. I searched high and low for her because I really wanted to have a nutritionist that really understood mind, body, and spirit and really understood the integrative medical model. And with Julianne, we addressed so many different types of issues, not just the diet and the weight loss. This is just one, you know, very small topic that we address. There's so many different things, diabetes, IBS, migraines, so many different things, even depression and anxiety, because there's so much that has to do, well, if you think about it, actually, everything has to do with nutrition,
right? That's right. My little motto is nutrition is best medicine.
And absolutely. And as a psychotherapist, I have seen this throughout the years, and I am, you know, really baffled that not more doctors and psychotherapists and psychiatrists are not looking at the nutrition piece. So we really believe that is the core of who we are, you know, what you put in your body. What is the fuel, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to address the nutritional piece. And everyone that comes to IHC, I immediately start to ask the questions that will lead to the conversation about what are they putting into their bodies. And, you know, if it's appropriate, then Julianne gets to talk with them.
Wonderful.
We're going to be talking about dieting today. So if you know of anyone that needs to hear this show, either call them right now and let them know that we're on the air or share it with them, because this show will replay on Friday at 3 o'clock and on Saturday at 7 p.m. So they will have an opportunity. If you would like to call in and ask us questions while we're on the air, it is 888-565-1470, 888-565-1470. And we're in our new digs at the radio station. We've moved a little bit closer to our office, which is kind of nice. And it's a really nice place to be, so we're very happy to be here. I want to give you a little bit of housekeeping information. Tonight, Julianne Quartz is presenting a seminar at the center, and it's about celiac disease. You want to just tell the listeners a little bit about what that's going to entail, Julianne?
Sure. We're going to discuss what is celiac and how it's tested and the ideas behind celiac disease and how it's become more aware today, fortunately. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, a lot of doctors still don't test for it. So it's unfortunately a very common disease that a lot of people have and aren't being diagnosed, and they carry it for long periods of time and are sick for long periods of time. And then I will discuss further different testing methods that will help those that were tested later that are now occurring, the different conditions and celiac disease and what we can do about those and how to get them healthy.
And that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I think it's really exciting. We've been getting incredible feedback. The space is super limited because I didn't know how many people were going to RSVP, so it's going to be at our center. So we are only taking the first 15 people. I think we're up to about 12, so there are a few spots available. So you need to call in right now if you are interested and let Laura know. She's at the front desk as we speak, and the number at the center is 954-903-9426. Again, 954-903-9426, and it's at 6:30 p.m. tonight for an hour. You need to please make sure that when you call in today, you let them know how many people are coming. It is a free seminar, so you know, please go ahead and bring in as many people as you want. You just have to let us know so we can plan for that. Okay, sounds good. I think I have someone on the phone that his name is George. We're still having some lighting issues, so I think that George is on the air. George, hello.
Hi, Dr. King. I enjoy your radio program. I wonder if you might make a suggestion. My wife's sister, who lives in California, is a heavy drinker, a drinker to the point that perhaps it's going to ruin her marriage. And how do you convince a person who refuses to accept the fact that perhaps she was consuming too much alcohol and get her some help.
George, I really, really appreciate your calling in. I would love to be able to have a conversation with you or your sister. You could call me at the office. Today we're talking about dieting, but I do want to assist you with that. So if I give you our number at the office, would you call me there?
That'd be great. Thank you.
That is 954-903-9426.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling and keep listening to us.
Thank you.
Thank you, George. I do appreciate any phone calls that come in, and I would be very happy to speak with anyone that has any questions. All of us offer a 10-minute free consultation over the phone, so do not be afraid to call us at the office. Today's topic is about dieting. So, Julianne, let's just go ahead and pick up where we left off last week. Let's just talk about what dieting is and, you know, what are the things, the factors that are involved in dieting.
Okay. Dieting, interesting topic. It's a billion-dollar industry today. It is stated that I think it's up to $7 or $10 billion that Americans spend annually, which is kind of scary when you think of it, how much money is made off of people trying to diet. So, you know, and is it working?
WWNA, Pompano Beach.
Nine, five, four, seven.
Lock Hope Radio.
WWNA, Pompano Beach.
If you are taking vitamins, minerals, or other supplements, how do you know that you're taking the correct amount? If you're on a diet, how do you know that the diet is correct for you? Fortunately, you do not have to guess about your nutritional health anymore. Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Inselman from the Inselman Institute for Health and Nutrition, and I am offering functional digestive nutritional testing so you don't have to guess about your nutritional health anymore. Call me for an appointment today, 954-757-4256. That's 954-757-4256. Or you can go to the web at www.drinselman.com. Again, call me today for functional digestive testing at 954-757-4256. That's 954-757-4256.
Invine Health, a leader in high-quality and pure fresh nutritional supplements, is excited to announce the opening of its newest store right here in Delray Beach at 1534 South Federal Highway off Lurton Boulevard in the plaza at Delray. Stop in and take advantage of daily radio specials on condition-specific supplements. And don't forget to listen to pharmacist and nutritionist Jerry Hickey, the host of the Invite Radio Show, heard Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. with the latest nutritional news right here on AM 1470 WNN. You are listening to AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
All right. Welcome to today's show. I'm John Hollis. This is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and, of course, you're listening live to us on WNN 1470 AM. If you're driving around today and you're hanging out or you're in the office listening to the AM radio dial, 1470 AM, we want to welcome you to the show. At the same time, if you're listening on intherooms.com or vacancylove.com or MySoberScene or any of the other social networks like Facebook or Twitter or any of the other social networks that are listening to us, we also want to welcome you to the show.
We have some great things that are happening here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We are now on the air 15 hours a week, Monday through Friday. You can hear us 2 hours a day. You can hear us first time during the day at 2 o'clock from 2 to 3. Then you can come back at night from 10 to 11 and listen again. And I've got a lot of great shows happening through the week, one of them being Ask the Interventionist with Ken Seeley, which, of course, is on every Monday night at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11. And Ken Seeley from Intervention 911 is on the air with me, and we take live phone calls. We've done three shows so far, and they've been unbelievable. The response has been huge, and we've been able to help a lot of people. And we want to thank Ken, of course, for dedicating his time for the next several months to be able to do that with us. And we want to thank, of course, all of the people that have called in this week. They blew up the phone lines, and we want to thank everybody for, you know, making a contribute to making and contributing to our conversations. It was great. And we're looking forward to having Ken back on next Monday. And at the same time, of course, Tuesdays, we have the Family Addiction Line. And then, of course, we have Wednesdays, where it is pretty much 12-step related. And Thursdays is Terry Gorski, Terrence Gorski. He has written the model, the Gorski model, and a lot of the treatment programs nationwide run under for relapse prevention. And he's on with us every Thursday. And we're going to be working, excuse me, and Mr. Gorski, and we're looking to put some other things together. More will be revealed. And we're looking forward to having Terry on tomorrow. And, of course, shouting out in regards to more information on relapse prevention for addicts. At the same time, Thursday is Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer. Dawn's on 2 hours. She's on from 2 to 3 in the afternoon, and then she's back on at night from 10 to 11. This week, Kenny from In the Rooms and his beautiful bride are going to be on the show, the 10 o'clock show. But check us out all the way through the week, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m., and then back on at 10 p.m. Saturdays, we're on from 4 to 6, and Sunday nights, we're on from 9 to midnight. We are getting ready to do some other work. We're working on a simulcast right now that has been in place. We're going to be out of Oklahoma, Nebraska, Asheville, North Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, PA, Pensacola, Florida, and York, PA. And we're working diligently right now to not just have the Sunday night shows on that, but to have all of our shows be broadcasted from those AM radio stations in those areas. I also want to take the time to thank our sponsors for today, Willard Water, Sound Pillow, and, of course, the Crossroads Center of Antigua. And we're also going to, of course, hear a message from Ken Seeley today, too, on our breaks. So we'll look forward to, of course, thanking our sponsors because they make this all possible. Today's show is going to be a really good show. We have a gentleman that has been involved in the 12-step community in recovery for 25 years, and he has just written a book. And his name is Darren Littlejohn, and he is the 12-step Buddhist, and we're going to have him on here momentarily, and we're going to talk with, of course, Mr. Littlejohn on how he started this whole thing, what happened, what made him write a book called The 12-Step Buddhist. We're going to find out all kinds of information on him. He's also going to be in the area, and we're going to find out how you can be involved with his event down here in South Florida because he's coming. He's going to be here. He's going to be out in Plantation. We're going to find out more about that. And, of course, want to thank, of course, the Crossroads Center of Antigua because they are getting ready to put on a huge, huge rock and roll festival. Eric Clapton and the Crossroads Center of Antigua is putting on, of course, the Crossroads Guitar Festival. That's going to be happening on June 26th, 2010, out at Toyota Park in Chicago. And we're looking forward to, of course, hearing more information about that. We are announcing it. You can go to our website, which is holisticlifestylesradio.com, and they have their own page at our website. You can find out more information about that. We did, of course, make some changes on the website. The website is in place now. The new WordPress website is up. It's in operation. You can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Check that out. You can also check out the old site at holisticlifestyleszine.com. Two great websites, lots of information. You can check them both out. And, of course, what we're going to do is go to a break. When we come back, we're going to have Darren Littlejohn, the 12-step Buddhist, with us with more information.
I'm Ken Seeley from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time,
You can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seeley. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m., on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470, or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention and the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Of course, we want to thank our sponsor, Willard Water, also. They make this possible, and you can go to DrWillard.com, find out more about Willard Water. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors for making all of this possible for us. And we have a great show, as I said, before we went to break. We have Darren Littlejohn, who is the author of The 12-Step Buddhist. Being what I basically put up on all of the sites today is it's Darren Littlejohn, a.k.a. The 12-Step Buddhist. And, of course, Darren, are you with us?
I certainly am, John.
Good afternoon. I guess it's good
morning. Yeah, I'm on the West Coast here, and thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And where are you located out there?
In Portland, Oregon.
Nice. Is it raining?
Of course.
Of course. It always rains in Portland, right?
Except in summer, when it only rains every other day.
Nice. Well, you know something, I understand you're coming to South Florida, and I understand that the book has been a great success. And I understand that, you know, you've been around for 25-plus years in recovery and working as the 12-step Buddhist has become second nature to you, and you love helping people.
That's absolutely true. I am going to be in Florida next weekend, on the weekend of the 14th and 15th, and I'll be in Tampa at the JD Yoga Studio, where they also do some work with yoga and recovery, which is fascinating to me. And then I'll be off to with the guys at intherooms.com, fantastic website for people in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they've got a lot of people signed up there for that workshop already. So I'm really looking forward to that. And, last time I was in Florida, I got stuck on the tarmac for about 7 hours. So hope that doesn't happen again. But definitely a welcome break from Portland weather. Hope it's nice down there.
Well, it's been holding off for you, so that's a good thing. The weather is good, and it's clear, and we're having some good, May days are always good down here. So
yeah, I've been, I originally got sober in 1984 and stayed in for 10 years before I wound up in what I call a kind of a existential crisis or a depressive black hole, and wound up having to go back out and experiment with some mind-altering substances at the time. The idea to try to enhance and deepen my spirituality, I actually did meditation on LSD. That was my relapse. Well, I didn't call it a relapse at that time, but I had read about that in Pass It On, which people that go to AA might be familiar with, the story of Bill Wilson. And I read that a lot of people had tried to heighten their sense of spiritual wisdom by taking these types of drugs and doing spiritual practices, and I thought that was a great rationalization for the addict within me. I've been waiting to hear that for a long time, and I've been studying Zen Buddhism for several years at the time, and I thought that would be the great way to go because I'd done a lot of psychology, had some graduate school, and some counseling for probably the better part of a decade, and a lot of experience looking in my mind. So I did have a penetrating insight. It wasn't the one I was looking for. However, I'll share that with you. I discovered that I was chronically depressed.
Okay.
At a deeper level than I could see without the drugs. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that led me to go back to all of my favorite substances, processes, events, and people. And I became addicted to everything else all over again, which really threw me into a spiral. And I proceeded to destroy everything in my life and lose everything, literally everything. I left the Texas area with two backpacks, everything that I owned. Lost my son, who came back later, but it was a pretty devastating experience. So I came back around to 12-step recovery in 1997, quite by accident. I wound up in a recovery meeting that I actually walked in to tell them to be quiet because they were making a bunch of noise upstairs, and I went up there to straighten them out. And I found out it was a meeting, and the cute young secretary said, we're having a meeting. Sit down. Something in my brain I just sat down, and that was December 4th, 1997. it was a long story. I do write about some of that in the 12-step Buddhist to kind of cover some of that ground, but happy to talk about any aspects of that you want to know about or how things developed, since then.
I find it interesting that we just started this conversation out in regards to how our mind tells us, of course, our disease, our dis-ease and our discomfort centers in the mind. And, of course, our mind tells us things like, well, if Bill Wilson ate acid, then I should be okay, too. So that being said, I'm glad that you talked about that because I think that, there are certain major things and a lot of things that, when I start to think like that, that's why I have a support system and I can go to them and say, hey, listen, this is the, I'm kind of thinking like, if I could pay the bills, everything would be fine. And I'm thinking maybe I could sell a couple of keys and it'll be okay. When you have thinking like that, something's wrong.
Something's definitely wrong. And what you touched on is actually kind of the core of my work.
understand what led me to write the book. I went into the Meadows, a place where Tiger Woods just went in for whatever his alleged situation was there. And they did some work there about understanding the sort of repressed trauma. And they work on a lot of levels there. And it's primarily, you know, childhood abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, so on and so forth. And they really get into kind of covering all these different aspects of addiction. And one thing they said a lot there at the Meadows was, the addict, my addict. And they're always referring to the addict in the third person. And it kind of triggered something for me that sort of planted a seed later on, some of the work that I did there. This all sort of evolved, you know, from different kind of paths. But I figured out at some point, I guess, that I had tried to shove my addict into the closet, and that I had stuffed this part of myself that I know, you know, we have this thing in the 12-step rooms that, you know, while you're clean and sober, your addict is out in the parking lot doing push-ups. You know, and to me, I always think of that, you know, Cape Fear scene with Robert De Niro where he's plotting his revenge and he's sitting in solitary for a decade or something doing push-ups, you know, and he's got that look on his face and he's going to get even, you know. That's what my addict was doing. And I proved, when I went out there, I proved that the disease was progressive because it really did get worse within me over time, even though I was working in a recovery program. But the mistake that I made, that I discovered, sort of led me to what I do today, is in trying to disown the addict and to trying to say, you know, I look better, I smell better, got some money in the bank, got a nice lady with me, so on. I'm not an addict anymore, even though I'm going to meetings and so on, all this. In my mind, I'm really trying to get as close to normal person. There's a guy in Santa Cruz where I got sober this last time. He used to say, you know, I aspire to the level of normal person. I would just like to function, you know, each day like the regular folks do, you know. As crazy as that might be, you know, as an addict, I take things to very extreme ends. So what I found out that I had really shoved this part of me down. In a way, it's sort of a perverse thing to be, you know, drinking and using again after a decade of sobriety. But there's a perverse freedom is what I'm trying to say. Do you follow me?
Absolutely.
But the addict is jumping for joy. Part of me wants to run down the street screaming with a bottle in my hand, you know, chugging 100-proof Tuaca. Oh, wait, I did that. And part of me wants to jump out a window. Wait, I did that. You know, so there's a certain kind of feeding the beast that happens. And there's another, you know, a famous speaker, Johnny H., always says, you know, the beast is in the cage, but the door is unlocked. So this is the kind of concept that I'm working with. And the work that I do now that I discovered after, you know, a sort of a, you know, long path of trying different types of Buddhism and Zen, and I met the Tibetan Lamas, which really, really changed everything for me. They made all the Dharma make sense and helped me make sense of the 12 steps again, helped me integrate that. I found this process, which it's a voice, it's called voice dialogues, originally from Carl Jung and archetypes and some work done in the 80s. There's a book called Voice Dialogues. And I found a teacher, Genpo Roshi, a Zen guy, who had been using this aspect, this what he called big mind, dialoguing process to really call out different parts of the self, which are kind of related to something that a Dharma practitioner or an intellectual Zen Buddhist would have, like the mind that seeks the way. You know, let me speak to the mind that seeks the way. And you speak in the first person as the mind that seeks the way. And when I went to his workshop, I was there with my Zen teacher and one of my Tibetan lamas and a lot of people in Portland. I realized that I had an epiphany right at that moment that I need to speak to the addict. I need to not disown the addict. And I formulated this system, you know, working with the 12 steps and various forms of Buddhism and different types of practices, which I write about in detail. But I call it aspects of self, and it's really aspects of the self and addiction. And that's the fascinating thing, because what happens when you do this process, and I've been doing it for several years. I run a weekly group here in Portland, Oregon. This is the kind of work I'm going to be doing in Florida, going off to Texas after that to do a social work training conference for continuing education to train therapists on how to do this work. You know, what I find out is that every single person in the room, regardless of any type of experience, is able to do this kind of process. And it incorporates different principles which have to do with the steps and have to do with Dharma. And that's really been my saving grace. That has re-energized my recovery program to the point where I am thrilled and excited to go to a meeting. I'm thrilled and excited to go to any type of a Buddhist event or retreat. Whereas before, I always felt like an alien. I always felt like I was really the outlier, even amongst the group of outliers in recovery. Do you know what I mean? It's like we're at the other end of the spectrum in terms of behavior, in our extreme behavior. We take this small subset of people and we throw them into a room, and a very small percentage of people that ever make it to recovery. You know, and I felt like a weirdo in that group. I felt different, terminally unique, as we say. And I found myself able to counsel people who have that same kind of dilemma, for whatever reason, higher power issues, they don't believe in God, they think that, you know, the 12 steps are too Christian, and so on. There's a lot of different angles people, you know, have, the reasons for not participating fully. And I had all of those. Anyway, this process that I use now, combining it with meditation, talking about the spiritual principles of the program and so on, is really revolutionary and mind-blowing. And I have a fantastic time sharing and doing my own work with other people in these groups. And I really think that we're on to something new and something big that could really be life-changing for a lot of people, even people who aren't even in recovery.
Yeah, I think it's meditation and just the point that when you can start to relax and become centered and you can start to meditate and you can start to really get within yourself, that center point, I think that's great for every human being to be there.
Yeah, and the idea of meditation is something that has really evolved for me over time. I mean, we get a little bit of guidance on that in the 12 steps, but most people are left to find it on their own. And there's a lot of different forms. Different traditions have different forms of meditation. But the Tibetan Buddhists really have perfected, they've collected all the different works, you know, for hundreds of years and translated all these things, put them into these categories and systems where you can really, you know, they say in the Buddhist teachings that there are 84,000 teachings for 84,000 different types of beings. And what we say in the 12 steps is we've got a wrench to fit every nut.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's a meditation technique for everybody. And, you know, I learned that it's okay to try a bunch of different things. And so, you know, some days I might do chanting. Other days I might do walking meditation. I might do a yoga type practice or a breathing meditation. I might focus on a single point to try to, you know, to calm my scattered monkey mind, that sort of thing. But it really involves trying these things with a qualified teacher for long enough that one can sort of get a sense of what to use and how it works for you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I think that what you're leading to, and I like the fact that you're letting people know it's like anything else in life. If, you know, I'm practicing the 12 steps. Like when I started out in my recovery, I was, of course, involved in the 12-step process, and I got a group and I got a sponsor. But other than that, of course, I started to do other things like, of course, amino acid protocols, EMDR, acupuncture, auricular acupuncture, meditation. These were the things that were introduced to me in my early recovery. And I believe that everything that you're talking about, and it all leads to one thing, that if you're in recovery, you have to have an open mind to this stuff. Because, again, if we're here to be able to be spiritual beings, and it all starts, and it's stated at the very beginning to us, that when we straighten out spiritually, everything else falls into place. Would you agree?
Yeah, and the thing is that we kind of oversimplify and overlook and compartmentalize and trivialize, you know, all these kind of things. Having an open mind, I mean, I was 36 days clean when Terry Gorski came to our treatment program at O'Connor Hospital in San Jose, California. And he talked about that, the stages of the disease being progressive, you know, early, middle, and late stage alcoholism, I think, was a topic at the time, and early, middle, and late-stage recovery. And he talked about this. He drew this horizontal line, and he said, look, this middle stage here is where most people get stuck, and they wind up repeating and getting spun back into a new cycle. The addiction process takes on a new form. It finds a new target. It finds a new way to creep out. You know, it's kind of like trying to squeeze a balloon. It's going to pop out. You know, when you squeeze on one side, it's going to pop out the other side. And that stuck in my mind because, I mean, I don't know, to be honest with you, frankly, 100% of my experience over, you know, 2.5 decades, most people in the 12 steps could be a little bit more open-minded. Let me just put it that way.
Mm.
There's a lot of fundamentalism, even within the group of 12-step recovery people, for a lot of reasons. I mean, maybe for good reasons. But if we don't loosen our grip and open our mind and try some of these tools to really get down to the core, I mean, I think this is a reason why the failure to do so is the reason for what my sponsor calls the funnel effect, which I also write about in the beginning of the book, in the section 12 steps, what works and what doesn't, that sort of thing. A little bit of a critical analysis, which is kind of taboo in meetings. You know, don't want to speak out too loud because they think you're talking relapse there. You know, question too many things, and so on. But the funnel, you know, is kind of evident in that if you go to a big conference, we've all been to them, or a big speaker meeting, and they call out for birthdays. You know, there's a lot of people getting coins and so forth, or key tags, depending on your program. And in early recovery, you know, 30, 60, 90, a year, a couple years, 5 years. And then there are big gaps in between the years of, say, 8 to 11. There's a couple people, maybe from 11 to 15, there might be one person. There's nobody until 22. Then there's nobody until 33, and that one old guy hobbling up on his cane saying, keep coming back, you know. And you wonder what happened, because in my research I found out through the National Institutes of Drug Abuse, they've been collecting data for about 10 or 12 years now, at least, on the data sets that I've looked at. There's over 20 million people that entered just the government-sponsored recovery program.
Darren, I want to...
Over 20 million people a year.
I want to break right there. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that. We need to go to a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the statistics of that. We'll be back right after this message.
Tell me which way I should go.
You have about 2 minutes, John.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with sound meditation therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist calls a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today, toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
I'm Ken Seeley from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seeley. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m. on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470, or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. John Hollis with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, we are here with Darren Littlejohn. And, of course, he is the 12-step Buddhist. And, Darren, before we went to break, you were statistically talking about some things. You want to go back over that with us?
Yeah, what I was basically trying to get to is just this idea of open-mindedness and how many people we're not reaching and the relationship there and the things that you mentioned about these holistic types of treatment and so on. They kind of try to tie that all together with what I'm doing and what I'd like to be doing in the future. This idea of 20 million people plus entering recovery centers annually and having maybe at any given point, this has not changed in the past 25 years, at least according to my sponsor and the research that I've done, if you look at, say, only AA statistics, because NA doesn't do them because there's a lot of issues with felonies and so forth. People are afraid to fill out surveys, which is what they told me. But the AA surveys have 700,000 people in their membership at any given point, and that hasn't moved. You know, a lot of people come in. I've seen millions, I don't know how many thousands of people. Millions is probably an exaggeration, but, there's a lot of people that come in and a lot of people that go out. And if you take just that 700,000 off the top of 20 million, and it kind of leaves you wondering, where are the other, 18, 19 million people every year? And maybe some of those are retreads, so you can lop, take a big chunk of that off. Say there's 15 million. Say there's 10 million. Say there's only a million. Say my statistics are completely skewed, and it's only a fraction of the percent. Does that mean we're still not reaching a million people? Or is it only their fault because they're not willing to go to any lengths or they're not willing to try the traditional treatments that are recommended? And, in the government programs, they don't get into anything spiritual. I mean, there are some faith-based initiative programs, I think, because of the Bush administration and so on. You can go through your church, and I don't know about how successful they are, but there are those options, which are predominantly Christian-based.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody wants to go that way. Not everybody wants to go the way of 12 steps because they feel that it's too religious for them or culty or whatever their problems are. And yet, on the other hand, if we don't try what the government data suggests, which is a comprehensive, multifaceted approach to recovery, we're not really being as effective as we could be. So this is kind of the way that I approach my recovery now, is that I have an integrated program, which is not one, it's not like one thing or the other. It's not black, we have black and white thinking as addicts, and a lot of people come to me and they're kind of looking for, say, the Buddhist alternative. And there are some groups out there that do Buddhist recovery.
And I don't offer Buddhist recovery. I don't offer an alternative to your regular 12-step program. I tell people what you need to do is everything they tell you to do. You know, do your 90 and 90, get your sponsor, get your coffee position, show up to that, be a part of that sober community, and really, really do everything that they tell you to do. You know, I get a lot of complaints about that because someone will say, well, I'm in the middle of Indiana, and, you know, they're super Christian out here, and I'm Buddhist, and I don't really go that way, and I feel alienated, and so on. And I try to help those people to understand that eventually, if you get in and you start using the tools that are available to you, and we can get into what some of those are, but if you just do everything that they say and therapy alone and practice a little bit of meditation, and I can give people today a five-minute meditation practice that they can take with them if you like. And that will really, like Terry Gorski said in the beginning, that really increases your chances by trying everything that you can try to really address your own core issues. You know, some people, not everybody has childhood sexual abuse history. You know what I mean? Not everybody has the same parents and the same exact problems. But if you listen to people like Dr. Gaber Mate, who just came out with a great book on addiction, not so much about what the solutions could be, but a lot about the biology and the trauma that's at the basis for so many of us, the different types of trauma and the way it manifests. If you look at these various types of complex pathways that we get to our addiction, and you look at the complex history of the individual, you can see that a sort of a one-size-fits-all blanket approach doesn't really work. And the data just shows us. If you go to meetings, you can see. You can see the funnel in action. People are dropping out. And my idea is if we can use everything that's available to try and customize a treatment program for ourselves, which includes the mainstream traditional methods, 12-step, therapy, abstinence, you know, because even the government programs, they have to get funded. So they have to define abstinence in a different way than we. In 12-step, we define abstinence as we don't take nothing no matter what. And if you go to a government program, you know, their success rate based on abstinence means that you have less DUIs that year. You have less incidents in your social system because of being drunk or having bouts of you know, drinking or time off work and so forth. So you have to look at what abstinence and sobriety is and what spiritual sobriety is. And that's where the work that I come in with Buddhism comes in, because spiritual sobriety is kind of synonymous with what Terry Gorski would call that, I think, not speaking for him, but my impression of what he says is that that's that late-stage recovery, where we really do learn to get comfortable in our own skin. And the promises that we read about in meetings really do come true for us. And when we hear a circuit speaker talk, and he's spinning the circuit speaker fairy tale about how he, you know, went from waking up to his own puke to looking down on that spot on the sidewalk where he used to be a bum from his penthouse, you know, and we say, wow, I've got 10, 15, 20 years of sobriety, and I don't feel that way. There's something missing. My life isn't working, and I want to blow my brains out. I don't want to take a drink or a drug, but I really cannot take another moment of this. And I've met many people who've gone through this. I was one of those people. You know, I am one of those people. And I think that if we use the comprehensive, multifaceted approach, that we have a much better chance at that kind of long-term comfort and happiness. And this is what Buddhism offers. Buddhism offers, and we can go into that if you want, but it really does offer a solution to all suffering and a way to find ultimate happiness. So that's kind of attractive to me.
I like the fact that you brought up the five-minute meditation, and I'd like to hear more about that and have our listeners understand that.
All right. Well, this is a really easy thing that anybody can do anytime. Many forms of meditation involve watching the breath, and some forms of meditation involve controlling the breath. So just understanding that meditation can take different forms is really important. But we can do this right now. Whether people are driving or walking or sitting in their chair, you can just simply start to take really deep breaths, starting from beneath the navel, filling up the lower abdomen like a basketball, you know, an intentional pot belly, and then filling up the central diaphragm, like if you've ever taken singing lessons, and they play the thing from the center, opening the rib cage, continuing the breath to the upper chest, really, really opening up the lower part of the throat where you can actually feel your shoulders raise up a little bit, and breathing in through the nose, all one breath, starting from the bottom, going to the middle, coming up to the top, and then holding that open without clenching the throat, but just holding that open, really relaxed, and then letting that breath out the same way it came in. So we're just reversing the order. We're allowing our shoulders and the gravity to let the air come down towards the center of our rib cage, and then we're allowing our stomach to empty out, and then at the bottom of the breath, at the point where we're out of breath, we can pause for a moment and allow ourselves to remain empty. Emptiness is a key term in Buddhism, and what I like to addicts how to do is to notice the clinging and the desire and the energy going through the body when it comes to that impulse to take the next breath. And this is something that anybody who's not even an addict can understand, because this is how an addict feels. If you're a non-addict and you notice how your life force, your will to live, really, really demands that you take that. Your brain says, I'm going to die if I don't have that breath, and you really, really, really want to do it, and you've got to do it, and you're going to claw your way through, you know, a wall to get to that. That's how an addict feels every day. This is a very powerful exercise, just breathing. And if we take our breaths like that, like three breaths, starting from the bottom, flowing up the middle, going to the top, and then reversing that and slowly exhaling and remaining empty for just a little bit, relaxing before we breathe back in. We do that two or three times. That's a meditative practice. That's a yoga practice. Many people who practice yoga these days focus on breathing. Darren Main out in San Francisco was just here. He's a pranayama yoga teacher, and he'll teach you some really deep ways of getting into this. Les Leventhal, also in San Francisco, does yoga and recovery, where he'll put you into a position of the third step called surrender. And the way he says it to me, you will surrender. People start crying. You know, they have an emotional breakthrough. They have a release. So the breath is really important. And we can just breathe as we're walking, or before we send that email or make that call or have that argument or get on the phone with Comcast to yell at them about our bill. We can do it as an attempt step. We pause when agitated. Just by noticing our breathing and controlling it in this way, it redirects the energy and it puts us back in control. That's something that can take 2 seconds. You can do it while driving as long as you don't get distracted. It's a nice thing to do while driving if you're feeling stressed out, but you don't want to, you know, focus on something other than what's going on in front of you. But just to give yourself that space, breathe and remember to breathe. It's a stress reduction sort as well.
Well, I can tell you this, that our drivers right now that are driving up I-95 listening to this at the beginning of rush hour traffic, this is a new tool for you, especially here in South Florida, the world's biggest parking lot. Hey, Darren, give a little bit of more information about what you're going to be doing with your event. And I'm sure this information and a whole lot more information is going to be at the event here, and that's going to be in Plantation. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to be. You can find out about this at intherooms.com, which has over 70,000 members, people in different recovery programs. And it's a way to go on there and social network. It's a way to go on there and have a meeting and communicate with other people. So they've got all the details about the event there. I think we're on from 1 to 4 that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $10. You can register online. It's $10. My policy for everything I do is that nobody's turned away for lack of funds. And, you know, we do have to pay the rent, but we want everybody to be able to participate. And what we're going to do at that event is the same thing I do in all of my workshops, is that we're going to go through the first three steps, most likely, depends on if there's time. And we're going to relate the basic teachings of Buddhism, you know, teachings like, life is suffering, there's a cause of suffering, there's a solution to suffering, and so on. We're going to relate those to the principles of the first three steps, and we're going to do a meditation technique around each step. So we're going to integrate the three different aspects, the actual spiritual principle, say, of step one, a little bit about getting in touch with that, with our typical, you know, kind of relating it to our typical 12-step approach so that people understand. And then we're going to connect that with Buddhism to take that deeper. And we're going to use a Buddhist meditation technique to take that even deeper. And then if that's not deep enough, we're going to go into the aspects of self-dialoguing technique where we're going to actually speak from these different voices and really own them and really give these split-off, disowned, disenfranchised, you know, problem children that we like to keep in the basement, really give them a little bit of airtime. But we give them airtime in a safe, spacious environment where people, you know, can be supportive and really let this voice speak. And what we find out when we do this, by the time we get through the first couple of steps, is that there is a tremendous amount of, you know, just a relief to just be who you really are and to just let these voices speak and to learn some relaxation, meditation techniques, understand that, you know, you're not the only one. And I think people will enjoy it. I've done these from coast to coast, you know, with the book, on the book tour, and I've perfected the technique pretty well over the past year or so, getting into some new kind of versions of it and trying to, you know, just address different aspects. For example, we did the voice of impending doom last Monday night. We spoke from the voice of impending doom, and then we went to the more difficult one for addicts, which was the voice of impending joy.
Or impending love.
So that's just a little bit of an idea of how we do it and what we're going to be doing. And if people would like to have a free recorded meditation, I've got a podcast, which is available at the 12stepbuddhist.com and in iTunes. And anybody who wants to order a personalized copy of the 12-Step Buddhist, you can go to the 12stepbuddhist.com right now. You can order a personalized copy. And anybody who mentions listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio will get a free 5-minute specially recorded meditation just for your listeners today.
Okay. And also, you can go to our website at holisticlifestylesradio.com, and you can click on the 12-Step Buddhist. And, of course, you can go to the login directly at In the Rooms to be able to purchase your tickets to the event that's going to be taking place. I want to thank you for being on the show with us today. And, of course, I want to make sure that everybody knows that you can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com and find out more information on the event. And check it out there, folks. Darren Littlejohn, the 12-Step Buddhist. We want to thank you for being on the show today, and you have a great day.
Thanks very much, John. I just want to put it out there, too. If there's anybody out there that has any other interest in treating addiction, you've got any crazy ideas or different types of programs that you're using, please feel free to contact me. I'd love to hear about all these and use them to refer people who would like to help. So thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Well, there you go, folks. We've had a great conversation with Darren Littlejohn, the 12-Step Buddhist. And, of course, you can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, and you can find out more information about the event that's going on. And, of course, the consensus is, I don't know much about the whole process of the 12-Step Buddhist, but I can tell you that the consensus around the rooms and the people I've talked to, he's a great guy. And from what I understand, he's got a great message. And you just heard it for, you know, about a half an hour, 40 minutes, about how his how he derived the book and where he comes from. And, of course, you know, he's been around for about 7 years in recovery. And most importantly, after 7 years in recovery, he was able to tailor a book and put it out there and help people and carry a message. And 7 years, of course, of recovery is a great thing. And we want to, of course, welcome him to the South Florida community when he gets here. You can listen to this tonight, rebroadcasted. Of course, we're going to be playing the show again tonight at 10 o'clock. You can listen to the rebroadcast, of course, here at WNN 1470 AM. You can also listen live at intherooms.com, vacancylove.com. You can also listen on My Sober Scene, and there's a lot of other places that are going to be streaming this, along, of course, with WNNradio.com. You can listen to the streamline there. It is suggested, highly suggested, that if you're listening to the show and it's made sense to you and you want help, you can, of course, go to, again, holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can contact us. We can get you in touch with people like Kerry Gorski, who's going to be our you know, of course, our guest tomorrow from 2 to 3. And we're looking forward to having Terry in the studio with us, and we're going to talk more about relapse prevention with Terry. Want to also, of course, let our listeners know that coming up Monday night, we got a great show planned with Ken Seeley. It's going to be a 90-minute show. We're going to be talking to Ken about, of course, intervention. And we've been working on a family, actually, over the last 2 weeks. It's been incredible. If you go back to the archives and you listen to the archive shows, unbelievable. So, you know, just check it out. You can also join the new fan page or the new group page, which is Ask the Interventionist Ken Seeley on Facebook. You can also join the Addict Radio on Twitter and also Holistic Styles on Twitter. There's a lot of other things that you can join, of course, that is all part of Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and you can do that right at holisticlifestylesradio.com. I want to thank our listeners, and I want to make sure that you're back here tonight at 10 o'clock for the re-air of this show, and if you got a friend or you have some enemies, bring them with you. And most importantly, tomorrow, tune in. Terry Gorski, relapse prevention. Gentleman is, you know, 50 years of working with addicts. That's real, real, real trench work. This guy is so knowledgeable. So we'll look forward to having Terry on tomorrow. I want to thank South Florida for listening and all of our stream lives. Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
I'm Ken Seeley from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seeley. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m. on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470. Or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and thoughts. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention and the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered.
To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundspillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors. Long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about its original form of research analysis called cycle analysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that is forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Under my plan of a cap-and-trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket.
This is Steve Kane for Mr. Electric, delivering honest, reliable electrical service and repair to homes and businesses in South Florida. If you're a commercial property owner, let Mr. Electric blunt the impact of soaring electric costs by modernizing your commercial fixtures. One indoor parking garage in Palm Beach installed the new modern fixtures and saved over $1,200 a month on their electric bill. That's over $14,000 a year savings. As a business owner, the biggest expense you have after your payroll and insurance is your electric bill. Let Mr. Electric drastically reduce your cost of doing business today. Call 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710, or go to MRELEC.com.
If you are taking vitamins, minerals, or other supplements, how do you know that you're taking the correct amount? If you're on a diet, how do you know that...
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
All my life, it seems, was spent on the outside looking in.
The views expressed on this broadcast of Open Forum Wednesday do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KHLP Recovery Broadcasting or its affiliates. KHLP is not affiliated with any particular 12-step fellowship.
Hey, you! Yeah, you! Come here for a minute. I want to talk to you.
Mama says you're brain dead and your head against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find peace of mind, brain needs an overhaul. Bone dead, brain dead, we're all the same. You can't
curtain down.
Now, from the international airwaves of K12Radio.com on your internet dial, here's the weekly rantings of the Monty Man.
Well, give it up. And Mason C. and Jimmy J. Live in the studio.
You sure are chipper today.
I am chipper. I am not in pain today.
That's a great thing.
Oh, man.
I never understood that chipper. What does that mean?
I chipper.
Good question, chipper.
First of all, it doesn't mean fine. It doesn't mean okay, because I got tired of people calling me on that. What do you mean you're fine or you're okay, you know, in the meetings, that kind of thing. So I just said chipper, you know, like a little chipmunk.
No. Chipper, I don't know, it means uppity perky or
perky.
Cheerful.
Perky.
I don't know.
Oh, you say that like, ugh.
Yeah,
oh, careful, they're cheerful. Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to Open Forum Wednesday. Open Forum Wednesday with the Monty Man, Jimmy J, and Mason C. Welcome, you guys. This is week number two for Jimmy.
It is?
Isn't it?
Number dos.
Number two, but three times on the air.
Right.
Three times a lady. No.
I was thinking the same thing. I just stopped myself.
Oh, my goodness sakes. All right. Before we do anything else, well, let's stay with the topic. The topic is the outside looking in, or really better well put, feeling like you don't fit. Feeling like you don't fit in. When did that start happening? Was it an early age thing? Was it just when you were drinking and using? Was it before? Was it whatever it was, we're going to be talking about that today, and I know a lot of people can identify. But before we do that, talk to me.
You want to play trivia? Trivia.
All right. And now, from the studios, somewhere in somebody's swamp in their backyard.
Swamp? Well, I want to see.
For trivia, a little big book trivia. A little big book trivia,
wow.
Today. Here we go. Okay, in the chapter how it works, here we go. Starting at the bottom of page 66, my favorite part of the book. This was our course. We realized that the people who wronged us were perhaps spiritually sick. That we did not like their symptoms and the way they disturbed us. They, blank, blank, were sick too.
Were perhaps spiritually sick too.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Be careful what you say.
Though we did not like their symptoms and the way they disturbed us, they, blank,
like
blank,
ourselves.
That was absolutely correct. Okay, into action. This thought brings us to step 10, which suggests we continue to take blank, blank.
Personal inventory.
Ooh. What do you say, Jimmy?
I'm going to go with that.
Personal inventory.
Congratulations.
Yes, very good. You're both very, very knowledgeable today. Okay.
This is how I got through high school. Cheating.
Okay.
Just kidding, Mom.
Here is a little bit of Monty Man trivia. One of my favorite sayings as regards to marriage is, for better and for worse, in sickness and in health does not mean...
I know this, but I...
The answer is the flu. All right.
Okay. I'm pretty slow today.
That's okay. Okay. In step 4, which reads, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves, what is the meaning of moral?
I have no clue.
Okay. Truthful. According to the big book, the word moral is truthful.
Equals truthful. I was thinking honest, but I didn't know the words it said. For some reason, I was thinking honest. Do I get credit if I say that's what I was going to say?
Sure.
High five, Jenny.
Chapter 5, how it works, on page 58. They are naturally incapable of grasping and developing a what, which demands rigorous honesty.
Manner of living.
You're shaking your head, too?
Absolutely.
Don't go away. Our topic today, from the outside looking in, feeling like you just don't fit.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
All for the bail bonds. Over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Lott, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird, presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
And welcome back to TakeFallRadio.com on your internet dial. Open forum Wednesday. By the way, also heard on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
High five.
And I got to tell you, it's an absolute pleasure to be a part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And you can reach Holistic Lifestyles by typing in HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Also, Rockers in Recovery, you can hear on that program as well. Interviews with John Hollis and the Rockers of Recovery. All right, our topic is outside looking in or feeling like you just don't fit. I'm going to read a short story here just check this out and listen to this. From the third edition of the book, Alcoholics Anonymous, personal story number 7, a teenager's decision. Just 3 years of drinking pushed a shy, lonely young girl to the depths of depression. Out of sheer despair, she called for help. I had my first drink when I was 15, and my alcoholic potential had wiped me to the point of necessary escapism. I needed alcohol from that night on, and it in turn used me, ruling my life for 3 years. I never drank socially. I drank as often as much as I could. My eventual goal was to drink myself to death. All my life, it seemed, was spent on the outside looking in. I had been unhappy, lonely, and scared for so long that the discovery of liquor seemed to be the answer to all my problems. But it began to be an awfully painful answer as hangovers, blackouts, trouble, and remorse set in. My parents' car had a strong attraction to fences, and one night I blacked out and drove the car down a bank, ramming the steel fence around someone's backyard. By the time I figured out what had happened, I saw two flashing red lights atop squad cars, sedately coming around the corner. I certainly wasn't my shy, quiet self that night. As I was informed the next morning, it was a pretty blurry night. I could hardly see at all, and my memory kept eluding me. I do recall lying on a cold cement floor and shredding into little bits several pieces of stolen identification cards and washing my face in the toilet bowl trying to sober up and screaming hysterically while clinging to bars too high to see out of and cursing everyone that came near me. Naturally, this experience didn't stop me. It only became another excuse to drink. I lost my driver's license and was made a ward of the court and was put on probation, not to mention the fact that I might have killed 3 friends and myself. None of this really impressed me. Soon it became apparent that my schooling was interfering with my drinking. Without hesitation, I did the only logical thing, ran away from home.
I was in the fourth quarter of my senior year of high school, and my mother was quite sick in the hospital. Can you picture two girls hitchhiking their way to Las Vegas from Washington State? We did, and spent a month boozing it up, popping pills and smoking marijuana, taking shelter where we could, which included a veterinarian hospital one night, accepting meals from anyone, actually begging, stealing anything we were in need of, which was about everything. This escapade also ended up in the clutches of the law, and my friend was institutionalized for 8 months. I had turned 18 during the trip, and I despondently returned home by jet on Daddy's bankbook to a pair of miserable, hurt parents. It was then that I began to hate myself and drank primarily to ease my conscience and forget. The more I drank, the worse it got, and the more I had to drink. Every day became that much harder to live through. I began to take a look at myself. What had happened to the shy, lonely, church-going wallflower? I had never been very happy, but now it was unbearable. I managed to drink my way through all my friends. I had no one in the world to talk to. With increasing guilt and never-ending depression, I was too weak to continue this day-by-day suicide. Thank God I knew of AA. So I called. I had no idea what would happen. I just knew I didn't want to live if life was going to go on like this. Today, I'm counting my blessings instead of my troubles. When I walked into the friendly atmosphere of my first AA meeting, I knew I was where I belonged. Here were people who had thought and felt as I did. Here was the understanding I'd been searching for all my life. These people were my friends, and I felt their sincere interest in me. With these new and enlightening doors opening up to me, I was able to make the eventual decision to stop drinking a day at a time, because I, too, was an alcoholic. And with this came the only real freedom, the freedom of truth. My sponsor used to say to me, if I could only paint you a picture of how beautiful life can be without booze. I wanted so badly to see the picture as it was in her mind. Well, now I'm living it and trying to paint it for others. AA has become a way of life and living for me. It has brought about a revelation of self and discovery of an inner being and an awareness of God. I wouldn't give it up or trade it for anything. And the only one who can take it away from me is me by taking that first drink.
All right. That is from A Teenager's Decision, and that is in the third edition of the book Alcoholics Anonymous. Short story, but powerful. Just 3 years of drinking pushed a shy, lonely young girl to the depths of depression. Out of sheer despair, she called for help. Not feeling like you fit in. Most people that I listen to that tell their story are open up for the first time. I don't know about most. A lot of people I hear say they just felt different, like they didn't fit in, and they were in despair. This young woman certainly didn't feel any different than that. I mean, she didn't fit in. She drank. It could have killed her. But she was led, I believe, by the power of God through the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous. What was it like for you, Jenny, when you first walked in? Or let's go back even before that. Did you always have a sense that you just didn't fit like other people, or did you perceive your life like that?
I did. You know, and I was talking to you about this a little bit earlier today.
Yeah.
You know, and I had no reason to feel that way.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had wonderful parents, a great family support. They gave me everything I needed, most of what I wanted. I always had a lot of friends. You know, it was just one of those things is I always felt a little uncomfortable with myself. And it was the conundrum because I looked back and I was like, there's no reason for me to feel this way, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and drinking remedied that for me.
Did you try other things to make yourself fit in? I mean,
I always did fit in. I just didn't feel like I fit in. You know, I was on the baseball team, basketball team, played an instrument, always had a lot of friends. It was just a feeling of, you know, something's different. something's different, and I never could pinpoint it.
Did you ever talk to anybody about this before you started drinking?
Or? No.
What about you, Mason?
Wow. Depends on what you mean by fitting in.
did you feel?
I didn't feel like I was
different.
Part of. I felt different than the world, different than everybody and everything in it, by far. But I was able to fit in with crowds and groups pretty well. It was a thing. I was able to blend.
Mm-hmm.
But did I feel like I fit in? No. No, I didn't feel like I fit in.
Were you more despondent or confused or felt alone when you were alone then? I mean, did you get deep into your thoughts and just kind of, ugh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just trying to think, like, back in my, I'm for some reason thinking, like, middle school right now. I had this thing in me that just wanted, you know, I mean, everybody else doing their stuff. I couldn't do schoolwork. I couldn't do it. Not because my brain couldn't do it. I couldn't get myself to do it. I didn't have a capability or willingness to want to do it. And anything, I had this thing in me that just wanted to set the world on fire, you know. I wanted, you know, I don't know what it is. I just had this thing that's different, you know. I still have it, too. I mean, it still exists. Mm-hmm. It's still a part of me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Don't you guys think, though, that everybody feels that way when they're growing up?
You know, looking back,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I think I have a little bit of self manifested in me that is just, that, you know, I can see early signs of it from back then.
Right.
More than I'm saying, it's still there.
Do you think for the alcoholic and addict that it's magnified?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Depends on, well, more the addict and alcoholic, yes. The problem drinker and the problem drug user, no. Not necessarily.
But,
it can.
But the person that is the allergy of the body and the infection of the mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I've been going to some other even meetings, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I don't feel like I fit in with them because I think a lot of them had problems with alcohol and problems with drugs.
But they weren't really.
No, I have this problem
dramatic.
Of living and this problem of thinking that's been there since my earliest memory. This problem in me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to somebody the other day about it, how it's still there, you know. Even though through working this, you know, it.
Yeah.
Actions. I had to think. She was making a joke and said, "You know, do you need an exorcism?" And I was like, "How can you exorcise yourself out of yourself?" You know, I don't know. It's a stupid thing, but I think it's something that's been in there the whole time.
I like what Chris Schroeder says. He says, "You're at line at the liquor store. You don't have a problem with being drunk. You have a problem with sobriety. You're just like, get out of my way. I'm sober."
That's the
you
thing.
Know,
I was never comfortable in my own skin. I couldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd destroy everyone and everything in my past because I couldn't handle that, you know.
You know, different people will turn to different things to medicate, feel like they fit in, all sorts of things. I mean, some people will turn to inappropriate sexual relationships. Some people will turn to eating. Some people will turn to overspending.
Gambling.
Some people will introvert. You know, never leave their homes, that kind of thing.
Hoarding,
yeah, you bet.
Someone's been watching A&E.
Yeah.
Love that show.
Let me ask you, Jimmy, and I don't know the right answer to any of these questions. I'm just asking. Why do you think you used alcohol and narcotics? Were you a narcotic addict as well?
You know, I wasn't.
Okay, so booze was the big
You know, pot. I went through a couple of years where, but, you know, the heavy stuff just scared the heck out of me.
So why alcohol and not sex or food or?
You know, there's so many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to pinpoint just one specific one's very difficult.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, why alcohol? You know, again, and I shared this in my story, and I talked to you about it, and, you know, growing up in Wyoming and the friends I associated myself with, that's just what we did.
Yeah.
It was second nature. There really wasn't a whole lot of, you know, I don't think initially I drank to escape. I think initially.
Part of the culture kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
You have a six-pack of, you know, you go out with friends. You have a six-pack and a fifth and drive around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just what we did.
But what is that what kind of you, Mason, or why alcohol?
Why alcohol?
Yeah, instead of other things.
I did.
We did other things,
I
too.
I did a lot of things.
Why was that such a...
alcohol was never even originally my drug of choice, but it seemed to shut a lot of things off that were running rampant in me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that seemed to quiet. I was going to say quiet the voices, but not schizophrenic-like voices, you know what I mean? They'd be quiet
right.
like that.
Okay,
you know,
well, let's...
calm, you know?
And it was the social acceptability.
Too.
You know, and I always had my perception of drug users,
mm-hmm.
You know, and when I started doing that, of course I changed, I raised the bar a little bit when
oh,
I started
of course.
Doing that.
I was,
but, you know, I had that perception of what a drug user was, and
mm-hmm.
I had a perception of what I didn't think of myself as an alcoholic at the time, but what
mm-hmm.
somebody who drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pretty heavy into both, so, I mean, it's a little bit different for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually pretty heavy into drugs before I even got into alcohol.
Hard drugs?
Oh, yeah.
Not that they're soft drugs. You don't
know. No, but not pot. I never really liked pot that much. You know, maybe when I was like 17, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
usually it just made me like get kind of scared. I get scared a lot. I didn't like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It messed with my little, in a not good way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but,
So did it make you, Mason, did it, when you drank or used, did it make you feel like you were part of more than when you were sober or clean?
Drugs, no.
Okay.
Drugs made me okay to be with myself.
All right.
I preferred being, a lot of times that I'd be high, I preferred being by myself and doing my own thing because
mm-hmm.
people just bugged me and, like, you know, I just felt jittery, you know, but I could be comfortable. I was a lot more comfortable in my own skin by myself.
Okay. But when you were drunk, were you more social?
Yeah, I hated being by myself drunk.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it came to a point where I couldn't drink with many people but myself, but, you know,
yeah.
I preferred being, you know, I remember doing stupid stuff. I remember sitting online just doing an instant chat thing because, you know, I wouldn't be out, but I remember just wanting to talk to people just because I'd be hammered and, you know, alone and stuff, you know.
How many
it's
times,
different how they work, you know.
Yeah, how many times have you heard somebody say, yeah, when I used to call my brother-in-law or my mom.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Or ex-girlfriends.
I used to call that, like, you know, every night, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to, oh, ex-girl. Oh, wow. I actually had to. I just went through.
That could be a whole other show.
I actually just went through a form of amends based on something like that,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Oh, like just a couple nights ago, actually.
Oh.
My eyes were open to something
because
I got to see it in somebody else.
So
I got to see what I did. And so I even called and I actually asked too. I'm like, what was that like for you? Because, you know, I had experienced myself.
Right.
It's weird because I felt very relieved and very upset at the same time. Because, like, wow, I can't believe I'd do something like that. But
sure.
I'm over it, so I wasn't beating myself up over it. You know what I'm saying? I was calling to.
mm-hmm.
So.
Did you feel more like you were part of Jimmy when you were intoxicated?
Yeah, and again, you know, that's what we did.
Yeah.
That was a form of socializing for me.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, going out on a Saturday night or, you know, that was just the expectation. If there wasn't alcohol, I guess I don't think we would have looked at it as being any fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, looking back on it, I still have friends that I did a lot of drinking with, and they're still my friends. And they understand what I've gone through and what I'm, you know, I'm in recovery now. You know, but it's different, you know, because there was a certain group of people, no matter what we were doing, it was always drinking involved.
Now, in her story, she makes it very clear that once she entered the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, in her case, she felt part of. And she doesn't really say why, except for they understood her. And I'm thinking perhaps it was because she finally found people that felt the same way. I wonder why. I guess it's because God leads certain people. I mean, he meets people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So some people he's going to lead into Alcoholics Anonymous. Some people he's going to lead into Serenity Land. Some people he's going to lead to church or whatever. And he meets people where they are. But it's always, I always am curious, why all of a sudden walking into a room and really not knowing anybody, with a lot of people, there's an instant spark. There's something that says, maybe I'm home.
Right. And I think that's, you know, I think that's a common thread. Because when I could look at my friendships that I've had, and they were, you know, some of my best friends, we just didn't get to feeling stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I went through a treatment program that actually sat me down and, you know, because I was like an infant when it came to feeling words. I had to be taught.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to be taught feeling words. This is how I feel, you know, besides hungry and...
So you didn't even know how to express that.
I didn't.
It wasn't a matter of I don't want to talk about it.
Right. And then, you know, when I started listening to people in the rooms of AA or NA, you know, I heard that common thread. The things that I was feeling on the inside, I just was too scared because of that mask I've worn for so long. You know, I was too frightened to actually admit that those are very similar things that I've felt. But when you hear them, and you hear them over and over again, you know, you start getting comfortable with people like that because you know they understand.
Yeah.
And you know they can relate.
We're going to take another break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Mason a question. Be thinking about this, Mason. You mentioned that sometimes you still feel that way. So, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Roadhogs, Rhetoric, Grown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Welcome back, my friends and family, to take12radio.com on your internet dial and also broadcasting on holisticlifestylesradio.com, WWNN 1470 AM in Southern Florida. We are talking about not feeling like we fit, feeling that always feeling like that there was something different about us perhaps even something wrong with us. Now, Mason, you had mentioned you still sometimes feel like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How come?
Don't know. Honestly, I was thinking about the other day. I've heard many ways, and I've really been thinking about this. I've heard somebody in the rooms who a lot of us respect, has been in there for 30-something years.
Okay.
And he said, it's the disease out to get me, you know, the disease that existed before I even drank, you know. But that's he said it's that.
That makes you feel like he's different?
That makes me feel, that I feel like I'm different?
Or you don't fit in? Or,
that's what you're talking about, that feeling I get. The feeling of not fitting in, the different. Can you say that one more time?
Because you had said sometimes you still feel that way, like you're different.
I do.
Like you don't fit in.
You know, it's like I'm not a part of one side or I'm not a part of the other. I'm not really, and I'm not in between necessarily either. Maybe I'm not either one of those entirely, but I know what I am.
Yeah. So
it's not like I'm lost trying to find myself or anything. I know what I am. I just, I don't know. I'm also okay with that. I don't think I need to be part of something. I think a lot of times we all fake to try and be into the same thing. If everybody were to get honest, would we all really be that certain way that we're all pretending like when we're all in that group? Don't know, you know, because when we all go home, it's all said and done, you know, maybe that's the one place everybody, I don't know, it's part of that whole, like, fitting in, I guess, you know.
Jimmy, do you think that perhaps one of the ways we medicate is by convincing ourselves we're different?
I think that's one of the parts of my disease, is it wants to keep me separated.
Good point.
Because when, like I said, my initial, exposure to alcohol was very positive. Always had a good time. Had fun, lots of friends. Towards the end, you know, I started closing myself off from the world. I started, you know, my parents who love me very much, my wife, my stepchildren, I was doing the darndest to shut them out.
Right.
Because my disease wants to keep me lonely.
Sure. Keep you isolated. They say
it's like a pack of wolves. You know, when they find prey by itself, it's very easy. I kind of draw that analogy with my alcoholism.
Go ahead, Nick.
I got something about that, though, because, I mean, I really felt like being by myself. Everything's bugging me the other day. Is that me wanting to isolate, or is that me just wanting to collect? I don't know. Sometimes I don't know the difference between the two. So I'm really, that just makes me think. It was just last night, I had some stuff really getting to me. And I didn't want to be around people.
I think everything, if you balance. You know, we all need our quiet time.
But then again, right here I am today with you guys, and I'm not.
Absolutely.
So I don't know I'm just trying to figure out if that was isolating or if I just needed to collect my thoughts and figure everything out.
And the other side of the coin, you said balance, and I've got to say this. I'm not opposition with that because I agree. But you know how many people die in the name of balance? And what I mean by that is sometimes we say, well, you've got to, in order to have positive, you've got to have negative, you know, the yin and the yang and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I need a certain amount of negative in my life. And if they don't get it, they go out and search for it. You know, most people would call that sabotaging yourself.
I think you and Jimmy are talking about two different things here.
You think
actually. So? Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I know what you're saying, too, though.
Yeah.
I think
you
guys are talking about two different things.
So okay. I'm listening to you say sometimes I just need to get away, and sometimes I just need to run away. Almost like
there are two different things, yeah. Which, in the moment, it's really hard to know which one is
which. To know which one is which?
Yeah.
I think this is something I heard. I think my dad used to say it. I'm not quite sure who it was. I think he did, though, is that it's not okay to run. I mean, it's okay to run from something as long as you're running to something. But if you're just running from something and you're not going towards anywhere, that's not a good deal.
Well, hopefully the other side of that, what you're running towards, is a safe place.
Yeah.
I'm also wondering, if I'm trying to run from myself, then there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are situations that I don't feel are affecting me positively and I just don't know how to handle them,
yeah,
that's a positive time to run. Not to run, but to
maybe remove yourself
from
the
situation,
and
try and take everything in and figure it out. You
and
know?
That just sounds like a healthy boundary.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to, think.
Balance.
I mean, this is just last night in particular that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
You know? And so I guess, yeah, when I was isolating, I was also trying to run from myself or getting drunk and feeling sorry for myself and thinking
mm-hmm.
about how the world is wrong and how this and that and, you know,
mm-hmm.
pity party, which I hate the word pity party because sometimes it's okay to be bummed out, you know? I get bummed out, but, I mean, I guess there's a... It's hard to tell the difference when it's in yourself.
A pity visit would be okay. Yeah. At a full-fledged party, might
yeah, yeah. But you know what I'm saying. I don't like the word
pity extravaganza. Yeah.
The word pity party, you know, because,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes, I'm not going to say it's okay to feel sorry for yourself, but sometimes it's okay to be bummed out about how everything's going. Yeah.
Grief. Sometimes grieving is a
yeah.
part of whatever, and it's and if you don't grieve, that might be a
then you're all is that not also running away from the feeling?
If you don't grieve.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yet, everybody say, well, you need to grieve that. And you have. Or maybe you didn't need to grieve it. You know? I mean, it's a real personal thing.
Yeah.
Like, thing. We're going to listen to a song by Steve Dan Mills, one of my favorite recovery recording artists. You can visit his website at stevedanmills.com. And this is from his album, Outside Looking In. Check this out.
I'm inside out, outside looking in. No matter where I go, I can't escape my skin. I can act cool, I can act proud. No matter how I act, I'm still alone. In a crack, inside, on the outside looking in. Life tied up with the Cubs, yeah. Went out for the team. Dress and I talk the talk of the praise God. That sense of true belonging did not belong to me. So I found my place in the fantasy. How great one day I'd be. I was inside, on the outside looking in. I'm inside out, outside looking in. No matter where I go, I can't escape my skin. I tried to be in love, but I was much too young. Could not match my actions with the words on my tongue. So I went through several versions of my cold and hostile mom. I swore I was too distant. Made me feel like a new boy eloquently adorned.
That word moderation was years beyond my speech. Every time I was emotional, stuffed inside of me. And I'm inside. I'm inside.
Dan Mills, Outside Looking In. Wow.
I think it's very relatable.
It is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It really, really is.
And he brought up an interesting point.
Hmm.
When he was talking about the, I guess, the cliques.
Yeah.
You know, we had them when I was young, the
sure.
jocks and the preps and the stoners. And
yep.
I guess we all fit somewhere. It's just that maybe where I fit wasn't where I wanted to fit. You know, I always wanted something a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was in, right kind of in the middle of the Jesus freak movement where everybody was going, you know, one way with the finger, you know, the pointing upwards and taking a hit off a joint at the same time. You know, mm-hmm. we had crosses and peace symbols around our necks and what they called they call a Nehru jacket or Nehru. It almost looked like a priest thing mm-hmm. where this part was cut out, nothing behind it. And they were all in paisleys and psychedelics, and you know there was all this hippie bead stuff. And we were saying Jesus loves you, mm-hmm. you know that kind of the Haight-Ashbury deal and all that. But I didn't do drugs at that time, and I didn't drink at that time, so I really didn't fit in with them. Mm. And then there was the jocks. And I never liked sports, didn't do them very well, you know, was always the last guy picked and all that. So I didn't fit in with them either. So I found myself in this place, like Mason said, in the middle, but not really. I didn't know. So I was really attracted to art, to graphic arts, and really attracted to music. I love music. To this day, I'm a gleek. Is that what they call it? Gleek. Somebody likes glee because I love choreography and really, really good voices. I just love that kind of stuff. So here I am in middle school or junior high, as we called it back then in California, and I'm in love with art and I'm in love with music. And guess what I got labeled?
A band dork.
No.
Gay?
Exactly.
I didn't want to say it, but...
Oh. But back then, they called us faggots.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that.
Because they didn't have... These other people didn't have a place for us. You know?
And everybody needs to be labeled.
Yeah. And so they had to have a label for us. And the arty person, and the music person, and I was in choir, and all that kind of thing. And so... What I did, because it was so abrasive and it was so harsh, there wasn't any kind of, and I'm not going to go into what I approve of and don't approve of right now, but there wasn't any kind of acceptance at that time. I mean, it was dangerous, you know. But if you played the part, people would leave you alone.
Sure.
So I played that part, and I really got into my art, and I really got into my music, and instead of arguing with people, I just, I wasn't walking around effeminate or anything like that to try and prove a point, but I would just, you know, say, sure, you know, what the heck,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that caused all sorts of problems, because then I started questioning my own sexuality, because I didn't fit, and I thought, is this where I fit? But there was nobody else in school, you know, I thought
right.
fit that way. And so I started drinking.
Mm-hmm.
you know. And then I started sitting in with guess who? The hippie Jesus freaks. Because I was drinking or smoking a little pot.
I wasn't even weed even. Like, I smoked weed with a lot of people because that was a thing. I didn't even like weed that much.
I didn't like it either.
I like,
but everybody was passing it around.
I turned out I liked a lot of other things, but at that time, you know, I didn't. Yeah. I hung out with a lot of stoner kids,
right.
You know, in like high school and stuff, but I didn't really even like pot that much.
Mm-hmm.
They were just
mm-hmm.
the easier going crowd. But the thing is, when I wanted to,
right.
You know,
Mason, they probably didn't even know you were there.
That's all good, man. I didn't pay much attention to them either, dude.
But here's the funny thing.
Not because of you, because they were high.
Yeah.
But here's the funny thing. There are some of those folks that, I mean, we sat around and drank Coors, you know.
You.
And
Coors Light.
Yeah, Coors Light. They didn't have white at that time. And pot was the deal. And I remember posters all over the school. Speed kills with a giant rim with wheels on it going really fast, you know. And we didn't even consider doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't seen our brothers and sisters die behind things like that. And so it really wasn't a prevalent thing. It was this war on drugs and all that kind of stuff. But none of us in school ever thought. So weed and alcohol was the deal. But to this day, I have some very close friends that are still close friends that we barely ever see each other that were part of my junior high and high school party times. You know, many of them growing up weren't truly addicts or alcoholics. Some are. Some are in real trouble. Some are in recovery. But I finally felt like I fit. And so I played the part there. My mom, codependent as she was, made my Nehru jackets. You know, I got beads, made beads. I had peace signs everywhere. I had candles. I had, those silk drape things that are tie-dye that people would hang from their ceiling.
Oh, tapestries.
Yeah, and then in the 70s,
I
had
a cape.
Yeah.
The way you did the thing with your hand.
Yeah. The law of lamps, you know. One of my favorite posters, like the law of lamps right there. One of my favorite posters was the stoner, the guy with his hands in his head in his hand,
mm-hmm.
and then his head would start to melt, and the next scene it would melt some more, like that. And I remember taking acid and looking at that.
Oh, gosh.
What a cool thing. And the black light posters and all that kind of thing. And I felt like I finally fit in there. And it was a trap, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I felt like that. I remember I was thinking hallucinogens, too, or something.
Yeah. It was a trap. And I got, and when my friends grew up, they didn't want to be around me anymore.
Mm-hmm. By the age of 19, I have friends that I would drink and party with that are like, you got a problem. And they'd treat me like a leper because I drank
too
much. At 19, sure. Man. 19 sure. years old, and most of us aren't even old enough to legally buy beer yet. And I was, exiled from that crowd.
Yeah, you bet. We're going to take our last break, and then I'm going to come back, and I want to talk about something she said about truth, which is very good. The teenager in the story, a teenager's decision. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Tommy Holmes, and this is the Recovery Talk and Positive Music of Take12Radio.com.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B. and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keith Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
All right, welcome back. I am, of course, your co-host, Monty Mann, along with these two other fine co-hosts, Mason and Jimmy.
Oh.
And, yes, you guys are just
fine.
Live. Cat meow.
Live, fine.
I suggest highly that you visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. We are proud members of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And check out their shows. They got sci-fi shows. They've got shows
sci-fi
on
sci-fi shows.
Yeah, they got a sci-fi radio show.
Rad.
Isn't that? I love that kind of stuff. What was that? Coast to Coast. I think it was with George Norrie and some of these other guys, all about flying saucers and stuff. I just listen to that stuff. But anyway. HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Please go there. You can listen to this show live on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and then rebroadcast on Sundays at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And that's also WWNN 1470 AM in Southern Florida. Okay.
Is that AM or PM, you said?
AM.
Okay.
1470 AM on your AM radio.
No, AM in the morning or PM at night?
PM at night. Sorry about that. Okay. She says here, I was able to make the eventual decision to stop drinking a day at a time, because I, too, was an alcoholic. And with this came the only real freedom. You know what that was? The freedom of truth, she said. Now, that hit a familiar chord with me, freedom and truth. And I thought of that, because that's in the good book, about knowing the truth, and the truth will set you free. So I'm thinking, I'll bet she's familiar with that. So I looked that up. It's in John chapter 8, 31 through 32. It says, Jesus was saying to those who believed in him, if you continue, now this is conditional, if you continue in my word, okay, and I take that as, not just reading the good book, but I take that as living in him and allowing him to live in you, okay, if you continue living in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And she says in here, and with this came the only real freedom, the freedom of truth. Now,
which truth do you think she's talking about?
Right. Well, then later she says, it has brought about a revelation of self, this discovery of an inner being, an awareness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what she's talking about.
Okay.
You know, now, I suppose you could interpret that.
You could put it any way you want it. That's why, I haven't read it personally.
Right.
I was asking what it...
But what I still see running through this entire book is the truth of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's in here over and over and over and over again. You know, in fact, I believe God, capital G, is mentioned about 82 times in here. And, I mean, even in, and people don't like this, but even in Bill's story, there is a section on page 11. Let me see if I can find it. I could probably find it if I just go to page 11, right?
You'd think so.
Yeah, let me see here. where Evie, and we're just about out of time, where Evie is talking to Bill about God, and
you're talking about the screen door?
Yeah. And Bill says, to Christ I conceded the certainty of a great man, not too closely followed by those who claimed him. So even Christ is mentioned in this. And that's a whole other show we could do.
Right.
But we are out of time. So any closing remarks from Mason first?
Don't be afraid if you don't fit in. I mean, I don't know what to say, but, I mean, I remember, especially my first AA experiences, I felt like a leper in there because almost hearing people that were recovered was like, what? You know, I was, I was 8 days sober at that time.
Right.
I didn't know what was, I didn't know left from right. I hadn't been sober in 8 years for more than a day.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what was what even, and at that point, so I felt pretty out of it, and I wasn't very welcomed by a lot of people. They weren't rude to me, but people didn't go out of their way to say anything or see anything to me, because they get court-mandated people a lot, especially with the younger people, so I'm not saying it's their fault.
So it wasn't like me when the guy said, you're in the right place, welcome, and all that.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that,
okay.
And I remember asking, I was getting rides from my grandma at the time, I remember asking her to be there at 1:15 when the meeting ended.
So you could shoot out of there.
Yeah, I just wanted out of there as immediately as possible, but I knew I had to be doing something, so I did it. But now I feel welcome. I mean, it's different now, but...
Yeah. What about you, Jim? Any last words of encouragement, or...
You know, I was actually at a meeting today, and there was a guy that came back, and, you know, I agreed with the sentiment of the room, was it's more exciting to see somebody back for their second meeting than the...
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But, you know, it does take support. The gentleman that was chairing the meeting said, why don't you go introduce yourself to him?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
show him what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did, but, you know, sometimes we need that. We need to understand that. Myself, I have a very good forgetter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard for me to remember coming through those doors sometimes.
Yeah.
And where I was. So if I can just put that in the back of my pocket and everybody else, you know, and welcome the newcomer and not just say you're the most important person, but show them that they're the most important.
Yeah, not tell them, well, now you go get a sponsor.
Right.
And then sometimes I forget that.
You're the most important person at this meeting, but let me talk about myself.
More $1 group therapy.
Yep.
Well, you guys, hey, it's been a great show.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I love it. I love getting together like this.
I'm liking the new team, man.
Yeah.
It's rocking.
Good stuff.
I just said hell yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Hey, until our next broadcast, my friends, Mason will have the topic for next week.
All right.
This
I don't know what it is yet.
The Muslim Man and the Gang, and we're wishing God serenity for you. Bye-bye.
The only requirement for membership is a desire to listen to Recovery Talk and pause
to use it. WWNA, Pompano Beach. WWNA, Pompano Beach.
Steve Kane website at stevekaneshow.com.
For over 30 years, Dr. Ira Geyer at Midway Medical has been helping people to deal with their chronic pain through chiropractic care. But let me tell you something about Midway Medical. It is not just like an ordinary chiropractic office. They believe in a holistic approach to pain management, including things like acupuncture, a great array of physical therapies, nutritional counseling, and weight loss. If you suffer from chronic pain, whether it's migraine, carpal tunnel, stenosis, arthritis, or just an old-fashioned pain in the neck, drop into Midway Medical anytime. There's no charge for the consultation. They accept Medicare and most insurance. They're located in Midway Plaza, north of Commercial, on the west side of University. Call 954-720-1040 and tell them that Steve Kane sent you.
This is Scott from Kiss Energy Solutions. You've heard me on the Steve Kane Show.
talk about our space-age technology, the KISS Reflective Heat Shield, designed to cut your electric bill by as much as 50%. At KISS Energy Solutions, we understand the importance of getting the most for one's money. We advertise on two other talk radio stations in addition to the Steve Kane Show. Our radio advertising in Palm Beach generates $8 for every dollar spent. Our second Broward talk radio show generates $10 for every dollar spent. By comparison, our advertising on the Steve Kane Show has generated a $20 return for every advertising dollar invested. A return of 20 to 1 is outstanding by any standards. If you want to cut your energy bill in half, call us at KISS Energy Solutions. If you're a business owner looking to get the highest return on your advertising dollar, call the Steve Kane Show at Lori K Productions, 954-670-4477. That's 954-670-4477. And tell them that Scott from KISS Energy Solutions told you to call.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate is required to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose and the bank will own your home, not your kids. What to do? Call Andy Curtis today and let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get a gift certificate for $125 at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse, plus a free living will. Call today at 1-877-ASK-ADAM. That's 1-877-275-2326. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
Hi there, it's Nelson Locke, and I want to talk to you about a way to reduce your stress and improve the quality of your retirement. Listen, you know we all worry about money, but you've also heard Steve and I talk for years about a special home equity plan for senior homeowners that will pay off your existing mortgage and get rid of that pesky payment. And this will be for as long as you live in the home. If you have equity, the plan works great. So why are you waiting? You should call us today. But if you're at a break even because of this tough economy and you've been wondering if it would work for you, you can still get rid of that payment and make your house foreclosure proof in the process. Now, for those of you who think you're upside down and maybe you owe more than your house is worth, we know what to do, and you should call us immediately. The number is 1-800-760-5363. That's 1-800-760-5363. Listen, why worry when you can sleep really sound tonight after one quick phone call to Value Financial? 1-800-760-5363. Call today. Change your tomorrows.
The Steve Kane Show comes to you live from the Adams World Radio Studios, home of ADCOB medical coverages. For all your health insurance needs, call 954-345-1212.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
On AM 1470, WNA, it's the Steve Kane Show, brought to you by ADCOB Apple. To join the discussion, call toll-free 1-877-275-2326. Now, Steve Kane.
All right, 4 minutes after the hour. It's Friday. I'm Brian. Steve here. We're here live with you on Christmas Eve. We may be the only people around live. Everyone's either on tape today or they're on vacation. Who knows? But we are here live with you Friday morning today. There's a lot to talk about. Now, over the weekend, see, Obama's doing a lot of stuff over these different holidays, thinking, well, you know, people aren't paying attention to the news. I can do whatever I want. And over the weekend, Barack Obama, using executive orders through the Environmental Protection Agency, will begin enacting their cap-and-trade legislation illegally through government regulations. And why do we have to do this? We have to save the planet from global warming. Now, of course, global warming is a fraud, and if you're a liberal who supports this nonsense called evolution, this is what I always tell these people, evolution. If you do support evolution, would we not evolve to handle warmer temperatures, right? Isn't that part of evolution? Whatever. There's no global warming, certainly not man-made global warming. Do you want to know how you know this? Walk outside, right, in these past few days. Now, listen to this. Now, we're told that Obama must enact these bold new initiatives to save the planet Earth. And really what it is two reasons. It's an act to control another aspect of our life. That's one part of why they're doing this. And another is to profit from it, because in all of this green technology garbage, there is a lot to be gained from it. MSNBC, they're not owned by Comcast. That's not been approved. They're owned by General Electric, and General Electric manufactures all the green technology garbage. So it's no wonder that MSNBC, which receives stimulus money, we'll find out more about that during our congressional investigations. MSNBC, General Electric received stimulus funds, and quite a bit of them. And also, the administration sent BP over there to run television ads. So it's no surprise they support this fairy tale of global warming, because they profit from it in a couple of different ways. Well, listen to this. The Daily Star out of the United Kingdom. Again, you have to go to Europe to find out what's going on in the world so often. Have you heard about this story about the winter in England? Now, over at MSNBC and the liberal press, they're obsessed with this royal wedding, with this bald-headed prince marrying this woman with no lips. We're supposed to be all excited about it, and they have reporters over there, and they cover what's going on in England all the time, right? Well, they don't. Listen to this. Great Britain's winter is the coldest winter since, when do you think, Steve? The coldest, right now in England, the United Kingdom is experiencing the coldest winter since, how long do you think? 100 years? 100 years times 10. Yes. Britain's winter, now this is, again, it's only out of the newspapers in England where it's happening. Britain's winter is the coldest since 1683 and close to being the coldest winter in nearly 1,000 years. The coldest winter in a millennium. No, but the globe's warming. They got the picture of the polar bear on the ice. Well, that's a lie. I'm sorry to tell you, the coldest winter in a millennium, in 1,000 years. The latest figures reveal that the average temperature since December 1st is down negative 1 degree Celsius. Oh, all this metric stuff and Fahrenheit. I don't know. I get all confused when we go to England. That makes it the second coldest since records began in the United Kingdom in 1659. But with January and February to come, experts believe we could suffer the most freezing cold winter in the last 1,000 years. The Met Office's, what's the Met Office in London? I have no idea. But anyway, the Met Office's Charlie Powell says, hey, isn't that Courtney's last name, Steve?
What?
Powell?
Yes.
Well, they're quoting a guy here named Charlie Powell. I don't know. Is he related? I don't know. The Met Office, whatever the Met Office is, the Met Office's Charlie Powell says it's rare to have cold this prolonged with temperatures falling incredibly low. Temperatures will be down again by Sunday, nights below freezing, daytime below averages at 3 degrees to 5 degrees. I'm not sure if this is Celsius or Fahrenheit. I don't know, because they use the metric system in Europe a lot. The coldest winter already since the year 1659. Weather experts said the centuries from 1100 to 1500 are called the medieval warm period would not have produced winters as cold as today. 2011 is expected to be the coldest winter of the last millennium, according to meteorologists in Great Britain.
You never stop with this Obama bashing and this Democrat bashing. And every time this comes up, I explain to you there is a simple scientific answer. And you just tune it out like I'm not saying it. Don't you understand that these extreme colds, you know, the fronts and storms and all this kind of stuff is what happens when you have global warming, is it gets cold. What part of that
is hard to understand.
All of it. It's all it's ridiculous. And,
I mean, it's just simple logic.
Yeah.
Globes warming up,
yeah.
Things get colder, right?
Yeah. Well, I probably wouldn't even share that story today if it were not for the fact that on Sunday the EPA is starting to regulate their cap and trade legislation through government regulations to save the planet from
global warming. Boy, I'm sure glad I had that stuff from Kiss Energy installed in my house, I can tell you, because Lori just commented our last electric bill was
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Half, actually a little less than half.
Oh, that's great.
Of what they ran last year.
Yeah, well, when they raise the electricity rates, it'll
so now I'll be paying what I was paying before.
Exactly.
But that's better than paying twice what I was paying before.
You know,
By the way, you still have one more day to do that. Today's the last day.
By midnight tonight.
Yeah, you get the 30% off on all the Kiss Energy Savers.
Yeah, and Phil Thompson.
Don't move to the Enfield. Don't worry, I've got it all planned out. And there's another one, by the way, the Arizona gun store, the shooting range and emporium. It's the last day of their December sale.
Wow.
Oh, I don't know. Is today the last day of December?
Yeah, tomorrow's the first.
All right, there you got it. You want to get those special deals on guns, Arizona gun range and emporium, today's the day.
Back to Obama bashing, if that's what you want to call it. Is it fair to say that Obama and the people around him are arrogant, thinking they know better than the rest of us? Is that a good description?
I think that's the kindest thing you can say about Obama.
I was watching a National Geographic documentary. Listen to this. This was unbelievable. It was a documentary on the history of presidential photographers. I know it sounds kind of dry, doesn't it? But I wanted to watch it because, you know, Lyndon Johnson was the first president to have an official photographer, and I thought this was going to be a documentary on, you know, presidential photographers and showing all these interesting pictures. So I watched it, and they showed 10, maybe 15 pictures that were not Obama, but the whole thing was about Obama and his current photographer. And even Obama's photographer is arrogant. Listen to this, okay? Oh, now, first of all, I will tell you, last summer when I went to the White House as a tourist, I wasn't invited. Don't. I'm not going to apply. You know, some people on the radio, I'm going. I got an invite to the governor's inauguration. Yeah, so did everybody else on email. You know, I've gotten three of them. So is Steve, you know, but we don't go on the air and pretend we have some special invite from Rick Scott to try to impress all of you like some people on the air. Not on this station. I'm talking about someone in the afternoon. On another station.
I can't imagine who
it could be. Any. It's Lou Dobbs, right?
Yeah, never stop.
Yeah, no, it's true. I've been invited to the United. Yeah, so is the rest of Florida, all right? Give me a break. But anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, when I went to the White House as a tourist, although Robert Wexler was still in Congress and he didn't give me my ticket, I'd never been to the White House before. And I was very surprised. There are photographs of Obama everywhere. And I thought, how vain. I mean, he just walks around. Everywhere you go, there's photographs of Obama. So I'm watching this National Geographic documentary, 50 Years of Presidential Photographs, and it was all about Obama and his current photographer, who was a photographer for the Chicago Tribune, and he's no longer a journalist. He's a propagandist for Obama. And he follows Obama everywhere he goes. And they did interview President Bush's photographer. It was a pretty interesting thing. It was narrated by Morgan Freeman. Well, the film crew, the National Geographic film crew, was following the photographer around on his day to show what happens, you know, on a typical day. The Canadian Prime Minister was visiting, all right, the White House, when this happened. I forgot his name. But it doesn't matter, it's Canada, right? The Canadian Prime Minister was visiting, and the Canadian Prime Minister's photographer was going to be there as well. So Obama's photographer walks into the office and meets the Canadian Prime Minister's photographer, okay? And you know what Obama's photographer did? He walks up to this guy, who he's never met before, doesn't even know the guy. He knows who he is because he knows he's there to meet him, and he's got a camera. Obama's photographer walks up to the Canadian Prime Minister's photographer, gets very close to his personal space, reaches over, straightens his tie, fixes his shirt. I'm talking about Obama's photographer is doing this to the Canadian Prime Minister's photographer. He straightens his tie. He steps back. He looks. He didn't. Then he straightens the shirt. Then he fumbled around with the tie again. And what this was all about was his arrogance. I'm the president. I'm the presidential photographer for Barack Obama, and you're just a photographer for the Canadian Prime Minister. I'm the.
And you're not neat enough to meet
the
president.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the neat. No, it wasn't about being neat.
Well,
he was pissing on the fire hydrant, is what it was. It was showing him who's the main dude. I'm the guy. And so I see it. So the arrogance in the Obama White House even goes down to the photographer. They all think they're just the hottest thing since sliced bread. All right, we'll take our break. A whole bunch of stuff to talk about on the show today. Our phone number, 1-877-ASK-ADAM. Our email address, caneradio@aol.com. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Call Steve King toll free at 1-877-275-2326.
When the time comes that you need deep cleaning of your carpets, your tile, your drapes or upholstery, there are lots of places you can call, but none like Service Master by Robinson. Jim Robinson has been a sponsor of the Steve King Show back in the days of WFTL 10 years ago. Our listeners praised his service because he supervised all the work and personally guaranteed that his customers would be satisfied. Jim Robinson has been in the cleaning profession for over 30 years. And when Service Master by Robinson deep cleaned our carpets in the Kane household, even though they were 15 years old or more, they came out looking like new. And if you need emergency restoration work done as a result of fire or flood damage, with their state-of-the-art equipment and technology, Service Master by Robinson is an authorized vendor for State Farm, MetLife, Safeco, and Farmers, so they can bill directly to the company on insurance claims. Serving all of South Florida, call 954-749-9544. As advertised in the good news, Service Master by Robinson, Masters of Service in Service of the Master.
This is Attorney Andy Curtis. Did you know that when you die, if you leave your house to your children in a regular will, that house may have to go to probate? Did you know that probate means that your kids would have to hire a lawyer when you die, and that such lawyers often charge $200 to $300 an hour? Did you know that if you have a second house up north, this may mean two probates and the hiring of two different lawyers? Did you know that a house is very hard to sell during the probate process? This is Attorney Andy Curtis again. Now, here's the good news. A revocable living trust may help you to avoid probate. I charge this $350 for a single person and $450 for a married couple to do a revocable living trust. Call me, 1-877-ASK-ADAM. That's 1-877-ASK-ADAM, 1-877-ASK-ADAM.
The Steve Kane Show is live every day from 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 1470 WNN. Call Steve now at 1-877-275-2326. And now, more Steve Kane.
All right, you get up in the morning, you go into the bathroom and look in the mirror, and there they are, your teeth. Boy, can't get away from your teeth. There's no question of that. And if you're not blessed with pretty good teeth to begin with, as I've said before, I was lucky. I never had to have braces or anything like that. But the fact is, if you have teeth going in every direction, the consummate solution to that problem are the state-of-the-art. There's a lot of different ways you can go with it, but the state-of-the-art are porcelain veneers. Now, you would love to have that straight white smile that you always dreamed of. And you looked into porcelain veneers, and what have you found? A set of up to six veneers, they sell them in sets, run $7,000, $8,000. Who has this kind of money in this day and age? Well, let me tell you something. You may be short on money, but that's not going to stop you from getting the finest porcelain veneers in the dental business with Dr. Joseph Gorfein. His price, just $1,195. Because Dr. Gorfein does not like to see any person deprived of any dental service, whether it's dental health or whether it's the cosmetic stuff like veneers, because they don't have enough money. Consequently, all his prices, he guarantees you, will be the lowest of any dentist in South Florida. That's right, the highest quality work, the lowest price, and the guarantee
is simply this. If you find, and this advertised price a lot, if you find an ad in Jewish Journal or any of these other places where the dentists advertise, you just cut out any ad. Dr. Gorfang will meet or beat any price you bring to him. And again, $1,195 with payment plans available. Call for your appointment today, 954-742-0201. It's 954-742-0201. Dr. Joseph Gorfein, tell him that Steve Kane sent you.
Oh, I forgot to tell you this before the show. Yesterday, Neil Rogers was cremated. Yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you find that out? Why didn't anyone call me? My pipeline's not working.
Well, I got an email from somebody who was involved in it.
Somebody who cremated him?
Well, no, somebody that was there.
At the cremation?
Or at least arranged part was involved.
Well, what is it? Is there going to be a ceremony or a
I've got some information that's being updated. I want to wait until I verify this before we go public. I got some information on it, but I'm not sure if the date, the time. We will get, you know. Although I do know the memorial service will be in Wilton Manors. Going to, but, you know, the thing about cremation, couple things about cremation. First of all, I have I need to put this in writing to make sure. I've told my wife that when I die, I don't want anything done to me for at least 24 hours. I want them to make sure I am dead. You know, I mean, I don't want any. Well, there was that Twilight Zone episode. Remember that where the guy wasn't dead?
I got a shock that you're sitting down there.
Yeah.
Those in your car driving, you may want to pull over the side of the road. We don't want to cause any accident. Twilight Zone is a television show.
No kidding, Steve.
It's not
no
real
kidding.
Life.
No, no kidding.
Well, you've taken a television show and transplant your subconscious.
No, just put a thought in my mind. That could happen. And there was a Twilight Zone episode. I don't remember if it was on the original Twilight Zone, but in the 80s they brought back the Twilight Zone, and there was a guy was in a car accident, and he was completely conscious, but everyone thought he was dead, and I don't know if they performed an autopsy or embalmed him or something, and you could hear him screaming, and it was god-awful. So I've always told my wife, you know, at least 24 hours before anything is done with me. And if you're an organ donor, one thing they do to make sure you're dead, one of the things they do is they put freezing water.
They take out your liver.
No. Before they do anything, they one of the tests they do is they put freezing water, or near freezing, you know, not ice, but they put very, very cold water in the person's ears, and even a comatose person will have a reaction
to it. I'd rather be dead.
Well, you wouldn't know it. That's how they tell if you're dead enough to take the organs. If even a comatose person will react to the freezing water in the ears. So I want everything done. You know, I'm very paranoid. But the thing about cremation, and I was just sharing this because I was thinking about this. Neil was cremated yesterday. The thing about cremation is, do you know anyone that's been cremated?
No, I haven't been a big fan.
Now, I'm not talking about, you don't know anyone who's ever been cremated.
Not really.
I've known of a few people, and I bet some of you do too. But do you know where the ashes are? Sometimes people will put them in like at the gardens they have a place. Some people put ashes
in. Some people keep them in their home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You've never heard of cremains?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the urns at home. Yeah,
yeah. In fact, I think there's a movie running over Christmas that...
some people do that with their pets.
The Fockers.
Yeah, and they stole one of my lines in that movie. I was watching the preview with Barbara Streisand yesterday. She's talking to Robert De Niro, and he's talking about menopause. I think I kind of coined that little phrase here on this show when we were talking about our Dr. Matez commercials over the years. But when there is a spouse, right, they take the cremains home, right, in an urn. What happens when they go? Do you know anyone? This is one. Do you know anyone who has the cremated remains of their grandparent? You don't, do you? You know why? Because a spouse may keep them, but when the spouse dies, and the kids come, they throw you out.
Firstly, you're the first thing to go.
They throw you out. Absolutely. I don't know anyone who has an urn and says, oh, this is grandma or grandpa. I've never heard of that. I've seen people that said, oh, that's my husband.
You know, up at the gardens, they have a whole wall of glass cases.
Yeah.
And, you know, in like a trophy case. I don't know what, 2 feet. No, they're not that big, like a foot, 18 inches by 18 inches.
Yeah.
And they're lit cases, and they have the cremains in there, and they have little, like in my case, they would have baseball cards or, you know, kind of a needle for the erection injection.
Yeah, maybe.
Whatever the person wanted, the memorabilia that makes the loved ones remember the person. It's very neat. I just can't imagine letting myself get burned. I know I don't feel it. I'm, you know.
Well, embalming's not much better, but the cremation, that's a rare thing, all right, what they have. Not many people. When people are cremated, they don't usually put, because that's a cost. You know, there's an expense with this, putting you in the case and on display and all of that. The number one reason people do cremation is because it's cheap. And, you know,
it's very inexpensive.
Yeah. So they don't put the remains on display. That's a rare thing, okay? Most people, what they do is they go to the funeral home the next day and they give them the ashes. Sometimes if they're really cheap, not even in a nice urn, if they're in like some kind of box or something like that, right? Now I just don't know if too many people that keep the cremains around all that long and they don't make their way down through the line when spouses die. So that's my one opposition. To cremation, I don't want to end up in a hefty bag at the landfill on Sample Road. You know what I mean? That's just kind of weird. All right, now liberals have there's this pudgy fat guy. I'm not sure what his name is. He's been filling in for Ed Schultz. You seen Ed Schultz's show at all this week? He's got this fat guy filling in for him. He is he's from CNBC, and he is an angrier liberal than even Ed Schultz, which is hard to believe. And listen to this. I got a clip of him. This is the other night. There are two people that liberals really hate. The first one, of course, is Sarah Palin. They hate Sarah Palin, and they don't even know why they hate Sarah Palin. They're bigots. They're just bigots. They're, you know, they just don't like conservative people. In fact, the female actress in Tron has a web video, and she says in this video the scariest two words I've ever thought are President Palin. You know, she considers herself a feminist, but the scariest thing for her is for a woman president named Sarah Palin. What a nut job. But the other person they really hate and have hated, they hated this person before Sarah Palin came on the national scene, John Bolton. And I never understood why they hated John Bolton. I understand Sarah Palin because she's a threat to feminism. Now, I understand that. Their women look like Hillary Clinton and Janet Napolitano, and we have an attractive conservative woman who's a true feminist, Sarah Palin, who chose life, you know, when she was pregnant in a, you know, a situation that many others said she should have had the abortion. But John Bolton, he was UN ambassador for a while. They had to do it during a recess appointment. Remember that? And I don't know why they hated John Bolton. But anyway, this guy, this dope filling in for Ed Schultz. Listen to this. He made a little slip. They have this section they call Psycho Talk on Ed Schultz's show, and they have some quote from a conservative. Usually Psycho Talk is something like, all children have a right to be born. That's Psycho Talk over on Ed Schultz's show, right? You know, we should profile Muslims at airports because they've hijacked planes and crashed them into buildings. That's Psycho Talk on Ed Schultz's show. Well, this pudgy little angry lib from CNBC who's been filling in for big Ed Schultz all week and Psycho Talk was talking about John Bolton, and listen to this. This is it's cute.
The Psycho Talk tonight. You remember John Bolton?
He kind of sounds like Ed, doesn't he? He's trying to. He's doing that fake country accent.
He sounds a little bit definitely like
but he does. If you saw him, you know it's an act.
Well, you know, so just
he's a New Yorker.
I don't want to get off track here, but just interesting. I wonder if there's anyone else out there that agrees with it. I find a huge now.
Yeah.
There's no comparison in ability, and there's no comparison in content, but I find a huge similarity between Schnitt's voice and Sean Hannity.
Yeah, there's some of that. And,
very, very
And people
close.
Do fake accents. For example, Randy Rhoads, although she is from New York, she plays up the New York accent a lot of times to sound more New Yorker, to troll for calls and support from people in the audience. But anyway, this is the guy filling in for Ed Shields, not Ed Shields, and he's a Psycho Talk section on John Bolton, who I'm not sure why they hate John Bolton so much.
Psycho Talk tonight. You remember John Bolton? He's the guy with the funny walrus mustache. He's the guy that was so extreme, even some right-wing Republican senators wouldn't confirm him to be our U.N. ambassador.
Really, who? Like Murkowski from Alaska? No. I mean, what's that about? I don't know who he's talking about, right? But anyway, listen to this.
Bush put him in there anyway, without Senate confirmation.
Oh, just like Obama did some appointments just over that last
right.
couple days.
Psycho Talk tonight. You remember John Bolton? He's the guy with a funny walrus mustache.
Yeah.
He's the guy that was so extreme, even some right-wing Republican senators wouldn't confirm him to be our U.N. ambassador. Bush put him in there anyway, without Senate confirmation, just to show the world how much we love war. Bolton had, of course, enthusiastically pushed for the Iraq War. He also wanted us to invade Iran. If he could, he'd like to invade Uranus.
Okay, if John Bolton could, he would like to invade Uranus. Now, I'm a little confused. This is what I'd like to know. Is this dope filling in for Ed Schultz this week? Does he mean that John Bolton would like to sodomize someone when he says invade Uranus? Or is he talking about the planet Uranus? That's, you know, which is sometimes also called the planet Uranus. I'm not sure if he's talking about John Bolton wants to sodomize people or invade the planet. I'm a little unclear there. There was a very funny line. Who's that dead guy that used Peter Jennings? Peter Jennings was on the nightly news, and the Voyager probe had just passed the planet that I call Uranus, and they made a discovery about the planet Uranus, the Voyager probe. Do you remember what this was? That it had rings around it like Saturn, but they were very faint and it's very far away, so we did not know this until the probe went by, and Peter Jennings says the Voyager probe has made a startling new discovery. There are rings around Uranus, Peter Jennings said on the nightly. But I believe, you know, they words mean things, and they got to clarify over on MSNBC. Does John Bolton want to sodomize people, or does he want to invade the planet? I'm a little unclear. All right, we'll take our. Well, what do you? I don't
That's
know.
Just childlike humor, you know, boy humor.
Well, no, what was he referring to, sodomizing or the
he
planet?
He was doing a play. You do. You don't understand what
Uranus
he was doing?
Is pronounced Uranus.
First of all, I do.
I say Uranus.
I have. I wanted you to know, as I sit here this morning, the first time I have ever heard the planet Uranus pronounced Uranus is today.
Because I don't want to say Uranus.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's your hang-up.
Yeah.
We know
yeah.
you have several of those
oh,
bathroom
yeah.
type
yeah.
hang-ups.
Yeah.
But
oh, okay. so
I don't think
talking...
it merits changing
okay.
the pronunciation
so,
of the
So he
planet.
Says John Bolton would invade the planet, not sodomize people. That's what he was talking about, you think?
That's what he was
okay.
talking about.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to check. All right. We'll take our break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Psycho Talk tonight. You remember John Bolton? He's the guy with a funny walrus mustache. He's the guy that was so extreme, even some right-wing Republican senators wouldn't confirm him to be our U.N. ambassador. Bush put him in there anyway, without Senate confirmation, just to show the world how much we love war. Bolton had, of course, enthusiastically pushed for the Iraq War. He also wanted us to invade Iran. If he could, he'd like to invade Uranus.
Call Steve King, toll-free, at 1-877-275-2326.
For over 30 years, Dr. Joseph Gorfein has been tending to the dental health and dental needs of South Floridians. He is the Kane Family Dentist. One of the things we love about Dr. Gorfein, he's easy to talk to, he makes you comfortable, and of course, the best part, he offers the guaranteed lowest price, listen to me, the guaranteed lowest price on every dental service. An exam, a full exam with x-rays and a cleaning, just $50. Porcelain veneers, a set of six veneers elsewhere, selling for as high as $10,000. Dr. Gorfein's price, $2,195. Bring in a lower price on any dental service advertised in the papers, and Dr. Gorfein will meet it or beat it guaranteed. For an appointment, call 954-742-0201. That's 954-742-0201. Tell him Steve Kane sent you.
Visit the Steve Kane website at stevekaneshow.com.
This is Steve Kane with the Sanctuary Medical Minute. I'm sitting talking here with Josie. Josie, you're a patient at Sanctuary Medical. What did you initially go there for?
I had a total hysterectomy at a very early age, and I was had all the menopausal symptoms that come with it. So a lot of hot flashes, tiredness, bad mood swings, vaginal dryness, low libido. I made an appointment at the Sanctuary Center. We had an in-depth medical history and symptoms. I chose to begin a made-to-order hormonal treatment.
And how long did the series of treatments last?
After a month, my hot flashes were totally gone, and my symptoms were all starting to improve back to where I was like when I was in my late 20s and early 30s.
It sounds like a good idea, and it certainly has improved your life. Folks, ladies and men, too, if you're out there having these change-of-life symptoms, check in with Sanctuary Medical. Call them at 561 area code 886-0974, or you can contact them on the web at smacboca.com. Facing foreclosure? Let attorneys Sasha Katz and Kevin Hagen help you save your home. Call 954-340-5310. Or go to skatzlaw.com.
The Steve Kane Show is live every day from 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 1470 WNN. Call Steve now at 1-877-275-2326. And now, more Steve Kane.
Well, it's kind of an amazing thing, but with the coming of the new year, as we enter, what year are we entering? 2011, right? Yeah, that's correct. It marks another year of the relationship between the Steve Kane Show and Service Master by Robinson. Jim, I always acknowledge, and I have some really long-running sponsors. Jim wins the prize, though. Jim will now be, after the first of the year, 16 years an advertiser on the Steve Kane Show, going back, of course, to the old WFTL. And in that time, it has been my pleasure and my privilege to turn you listeners on to what is unquestionably the finest cleaning service in South Florida, bar none. There are tons of companies you can call to deep clean your carpets and your drapes and your upholstered furniture. There are a ton of service masters you can call. As a matter of fact, Service Master, if you didn't know, is an independent franchise. But while there are lots of them, there is only one Service Master by Robinson. The remarkable thing about Jim's franchise, it is the only one that offers you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So don't go to the yellow pages, call the wrong Service Master, and if for whatever reason it doesn't come out right, say, well, Steve said, you know, that you guaranteed the satisfaction. They're going to say, Steve who? Only Service Master by Robinson can make that offer. And you want to know why? Because Jim has such confidence in the people he's hired and his, their ability to do the job and do it right that he's comfortable in giving you that guarantee. So, again, whether it's your carpets, your, what is that old Gilbert and Sullivan song, your sisters, your cousins, your aunts, whether it's your carpets, your drapes, your upholstered furniture, or tiles, they do a great job on tiles. Always remember, Service Master by Robinson, I'll give you the number, but if you miss it, you can go to stevekaneshow.com to our sponsor page and get Jim's number along with all our other fine Steve Kane sponsors. 954-749-9544. That's 954-749-9544. Service Master by Robinson. Masters of service in the service of the master.
All right, let's go to the phone. Oh, we're here live on New Year's Eve. No days off for us on these holidays, right? Yeah, that's right. All right, Greg, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. That guy's name is Cenk Uygur, and he's one of the Young Turks. That's what their show's called.
Young Turks.
Yeah, but
I think they misspelled it, actually.
Yeah, well, listen to this, Steve. I actually emailed. This is one of the few guys that returned one of my nasty emails.
Really?
That's how few viewers they have over on CNBC. They get individual responses from viewers.
Well, I was really nasty to him. I said,
really?
Are you sure that your name's a little misleading? It should be called One of the Young Jerks or One of the Fat Turks. And then I told him he's uninformed and factually challenged. And I said, if you wish me to elaborate, email me back. And he emailed me back and said, bring it on. Yeah. And then I've listed all the things that I know he said wrong. and I never heard from him again.
Well, you know his, the guy he's filling in for, Ed Schultz, we had a similar run-in. You know, when Ed Schultz's radio show was carried on the air down here, which I miss, I like listening to liberals on the radio.
Ed was funny. I mean, he's not intentionally.
No, he's a boob.
Yeah.
He's a total boob. But he said on the air one day that he would debate any of these right-wing talk show hosts that wanted to debate him. And Steve had heard this and said, let's give him a call. And he actually even said this on C-SPAN.
He issued the challenge. It was a national challenge.
Actually, I told you guys about it.
You told us about
it.
Oh, okay, great. So we'll get the whole story together. And I got the video together so I could have the audio before we contacted him from C-SPAN. So, you know, so we could firm up that he did throw out the challenge.
Any of you righty talkers out there, I challenge you. That's what he said.
Yeah, I think I have it in the audio vault. I looked during the break. But I called up his producer, and it never happened. He said Ed never said that. I played it for him. And then the guy said, we've heard about you. We know what you're all about. This is Ed Schultz's producer. And then he hung up the phone.
That was the truth.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he claims to have been a Reagan conservative. That's how he started on the radio.
Right.
Do you believe? Well, no, he may have been on the air doing that. He could have been a phony.
Well, the way he talks now, he's definitely, unless he's a great actor, he's liberal to the core.
Did you hear me talking about this special I saw on National Geographic about the president's photographer?
Yeah, well, is it the English guy?
No, this guy, he's a white guy, and he was with the Chicago Tribune.
Oh, okay.
And Obama plucked him out of the media to be his personal photographer. You know, this invading the man's personal space from Canada by fixing his tie was pretty cocky, but there was another scene. Well, I mean, that's pretty hardcore, don't you think? I mean, if somebody came up to do that to me, I'd back off and say, what the hell are you doing, you know? It's definitely an intimidation tactic. But there was another shot in there. They have a female photographer that works for this dope who follows the first lady around. And they show and Morgan Freeman narrated this. And they show the first lady at an event. And who walks in but Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her children?
Oh, you mean the cancer survivor?
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, cancer survivor, correct. That's her name. Congressman's kind of like a sideline. But she walks into the room with her kids to take a photograph with Michelle Obama, which is a photo I really wouldn't want to be a part of. But anyway, I didn't realize how close Debbie is with them. Her kids walk up to Michelle Obama, and her son, I don't know how old he is, 10, 11, I'm not sure, holds up his hand. They don't even talk. Holds up his hand for a high five, and Michelle gives him a high five. Now, I was wondering this. There's two possibilities. Either A, they were stereotyping. That's kind of like a black thing from the 70s. You know, give me five, slap me some skin, holding up the hand. So either there was racial stereotype going on with the first towards the first lady, or Debbie Wasserman Schultz is so in bed with the Obamas that her children are so comfortable with the first lady, they give high fives without even saying
hello. Or it
hello.
Was a moment staged by the press secretary just prior
There's
to the event.
There's also that possibility,
which is
but
likelihood.
You know, I don't know which one it was, but it was definitely one of those three.
Well, I tell you, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, cancer survivor, is one of the best at the talking points I've ever seen. She goes on every show and repeats the same thing
really?
Over Stuart and over
Varney
and over
cleaned
again.
Her clock like nobody's business. Did you see that?
Who?
Stuart Varney cleaned her clock.
Who, Debbie?
Oh, yes. Like, no one has ever... See, people are always sympathetic, you know. Sometimes she's always wearing the pink cast, too. Has she taken the cast off yet? She likes to wear the pink cast. She does. I don't know. She had a broken wrist or something. But yeah, Stuart Varney and Bear. I don't remember what the issue... I saw it. And it was actually right after we had Varney on
Could
the show
get
here.
It?
It's been about a year. I'm going to look for it.
I can't remember what it was about, but I remember she looked bad.
Oh, she looked stupid. I mean, he made her look like the dummy that all Democrats are. She came on there promoting. It had to have been health care because of the time it happened. And, you know, Stuart Varney should be the top guy instead of Neil Cavuto. Neil Cavuto just met Murdoch first, and that's why. Stuart Varney's a brilliant guy. And he also brings with him the socialist experience coming from Great Britain. And, you know, and that, when you're dealing with a social... Do you know who Artie Ermey is?
No.
You do. Yeah, you ever see Full Metal Jacket?
I've seen it. I don't remember the character.
The drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he's a pretty... Steve would know him if you saw him. He is a very well-known character actor. He's in a lot of A-list movies. He's in a lot of television commercials. And he has a show on the History Channel, too, where he, you know, goes over military things. And he is, of course, being a retired Marine gunnery sergeant, a conservative. And the Marines, at Christmas time, do their Toys for Tots, right?
Yep.
Well, in the city of Chicago, which is basically the capital of the United States now, you know, Chicago and then Mecca, you know, a lot happens in Chicago. I wonder how many people on the West caught that part.
Chicago is now nicknamed Mecca West.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct, yeah. But anyway, Artie Ermey, he comes on, and it's on the local NBC News affiliate. They're doing a live broadcast for Toys.